Hey, everybody. Todd Glass here from The Todd Glass Show, here with my good friend Jake Adams. You know, Jake, I got some news today you're not even going to believe.
What is it? I'm so excited.
Well, T-Fury, you know, of course, they're the original pop culture T-shirt destination selling unique designs every day since 2008.
Shut up! 2008? Shut the fuck up!
Well,
oh, my goodness, shut the front door!
I know why.
Shut it up, because that's crazy!
Well, I know what you mean, because you don't want to go to a company that just started a year ago. Not that they won't lead to great things. I like 2008, 2009, 2010, 2011, 12, 13, 14. They know what they're doing. You can snag their shirts for only 24 hours starting.
What? 24 hours?
Midnight tonight.
Midnight tonight?
Shut the fuck up, right?
Oh my, 24 hours?
All right, listen, something about T-Fury also, I want you to know more. T-Fury shirts cover all your favorite topics and fandoms. They've got everything.
Fandoms?
Fandom, sure. Gaming, sci-fi, TV, movies, pop culture, and more.
What else is there? What's the more?
I don't know. Tell me
what the more is.
Well, I don't know what it is right now.
Oh, God, I need to know.
Well, you need to know what?
I need to know what else there is.
Well, it just says more.
Well, there's got to be something else.
Well, I can't tell you now because I don't know.
Well, that's just fantastic.
All right, well, let me finish the ad. Come on, you can't interrupt an ad like this. It's very unprofessional. Listen, let's get to the chase here. T-Fury, these are good people. Here's what you got to do, right? And by the way, you can, their T-shirts, they change daily. So check back as often as you'd like.
I got 7 of them on right now.
See? So listen, check out tfury.com/nerdist and see what today's shirt is all about. T-Fury. Oh, I love him.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else you want to say about T-Fury?
I just want to say that T-Fury are so comfortable that it just makes you want to say, sick tits.
God bless you, and God bless America. And guess what? Here comes my opening to the show.
Well, well, well. Funny seeing you here. What a coincidence. Bumping into you. And when I say you, I mean you. No, you. You. No, 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 no. You. That's right, you. See? And you too. All of you. And then you over there. Funny bumping into you here. Well, you can't say I'm not entertaining. Ew. Watching Seinfeld right now, it's so funny. So anyway, okay. Gabe, our normal trumpet player, was not there today, but JJ was there, and he was great. He was really great. JJ. Let's find out if he tweets or something and give you a link to that. He was really good. And then Graham Elwood was our guest. I thought that we were going to pass out. He was making us laugh so hard. God damn. He's funny. If you see he's at a comedy club, you should go to his website and see where he's performing. And then you should fucking go. Because what the fuck else you got going on? I laugh at my own jokes. Sad, some people would say. All right. Remember, I'm coming to Good Nights in Raleigh. Am I saying it right? It's like the week after next or something. Not the week approaching, but the week after that. All right, next week, Tom Martin, a family show. Well, it's a Fred Stoller is going to be on a show, and then we're going to have two-part show. But anyway, there's a podcast the week after next. We're just going to have don't even worry what I just said. Don't even worry. Don't worry. All right, listen. Enjoy the show. I think I said everything I need to say. All right. We're going to have a good show next week. Start talking about some stuff. Bye-bye. Not yet. Aristotle, you doing all right? Are you? Why don't you answer? You should record an answering and then put it in right here. Hey, Aristotle, how are you?
I'm fine.
Oh, good to hear you're doing fine. Now I'm going to listen to the show and see what you did with that. Okay, everybody, enjoy the show. Goodbye.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Oh, my God.
What the fuck are you assholes fucking doing? We're about to do a goddamn podcast.
Listen to this, folks.
Get it the fuck right. Who the fuck are these five weirdos
sitting
around a goddamn...
This is my manager. This is my manager. He does not know that we're recording him. Listen to what he... Listen to the way he yells.
Listen, don't you guys fuck this up. All right,
I know, but we're starting to...
He does not know,
swear
to you.
Yeah, do you think Todd be...
I know, Graham.
Yeah. Just be like, woo.
My manager, I mean...
He's going to be great. Todd's great. Just get up there and be crazy. Everybody listen around. Gather around.
What's your name for this bit? I need a name.
Johnny.
You're my manager. He's my manager. Back to the bit. He does not know where we're recording him, and this is what he's like. I want you to hear it.
All right.
I know.
Fuck tonight.
This doesn't help me relax.
Yes, you fucking relax and be up there and be fucking funny. Get up there.
Be up there. I'm not on stage.
Get up there and be funny. Sit in your goddamn podcast.
This does not make me want to perform. I can't even fucking do it now.
Todd, do you know who I've got listening? I've got Earwolf's assistant's going to be listening to this, all right? The Earwolf assistant, I've got him locked in.
I know, but I can't relax when you come in here. This is what you do when I perform. No, okay. And I asked you.
I'm calm and react. You're all overreacting. I'm trying to get you ready to go.
You just said a minute ago.
Do you know what
I can't relax. We got candles lit. You come in here telling everybody, relax. You can't.
I have the guy that's second in charge of making iTunes stationary. Do you know what that means? He's a direct link. All right? Printed iTunes. That's the next level. Okay? Think of what I'm trying to say. Just do your fucking... Do your funny thing. Just be like, ta, woohoo.
Is that what I do?
Yeah. Just play a... Don't you play a song or whatever? Cue up 15. Let's fucking get it.
Oh, I love your version of what I fucking do.
It's great. I love it. Todd, I've been a supporter since the beginning.
Every time.
A very funny guy.
I love that guy. He has no idea how it is to perform.
And you know that he's like...
Pause it for 1 second. What is it
going to... You know that this guy is... I don't even want to say mid-level manager. You know
what
I mean?
Oh, he doesn't do anything.
He has no juice. He is always wrong.
Be careful.
All right, I know.
He's wrong at everything.
At every turn.
Every piece of advice...
every business move, every time he thinks he's like, checkmate, you know, he's fucking it up for you.
Remember one time you told me, I've got people from the animal planet here.
Yes. For you doing stand-up. Like,
yeah. Well, how's that going to help
how
me?
How are they really? Are they doing a comedy thing?
Go ahead.
A very funny guy, Todd Glass.
If you fucking call me back this time,
hello.
Don't call me ever again.
Hello, is Josh Zdrosky on the show today?
Well, sir, yes, he is in the studio, please.
Hey, it's Zach. Oh, Zach. Listen, man, I really want to come on the podcast. I've got stuff to promote.
Comedy Central presents Todd Glass.
This is fucking exciting.
Todd Glass. Ryan Regan.
Oh, my God.
Again.
Shut the fuck up.
If you don't want me to do...
Seriously, shut the fuck up.
I don't know. Let me know that.
This is fun. This is such a big deal tonight.
God, man.
I don't want to tell you why, but...
I can't come on the Todd Glass Show.
What you did to me was wrong.
Mark Maron. The Todd Glass Show.
Tricked me.
You found it at Nerdist.com.
I was supposed to go on and talk about my Comedy Central special. Oh, what's this? It's Tiffany, whatever they fucking call it. This is so. This is the real deal. Look at this. Look at us. I'll go for that. Oh, Jesus Christ! I mean, excuse me. I know you're a man of the Lord. First of all, Graham, I'm gonna start by saying this. I am so excited
that you were here. I all day I was giggling at things you might do. I was literally giggling. I was made pretending things I would say, and then you would say it. I go, by the way, I'm not going to try to lead us down that path. That would be the only destruction. But in my head all day, I'm like, oh, Graham will do this, and you already did the thing. Perfect. You give Graham. Let me tell you something. You and Eddie Pepitone, if I was, you know, like, you would be my go-to if I was, you know, a big director doing, you know what I mean? Like, you, yeah, yeah, you yeah. take direction well. You take comedic direction. You tell you, you do it, and then you fucking do it. Eddie Pepitone does the same thing. Like, Eddie, maybe you could do this. And he fucking delivers. And it fucking, then I get happy, and everybody's happy.
It's good business.
When your mother's happy, everybody's happy. You know that thing they say about the mom? When mom's happy, everybody. Yeah. It means she's a bitch.
Yeah, she's a fucking royal pain in the ass. Yeah, yeah. And that house sucks.
Oh, yeah.
That's an awful house to live in.
Yeah. Well, how about when everybody's happy, everybody's happy?
Yeah, why do we all got to dance? That she's the, you know, she like has a crazy temper, you know what I mean? Like, keep mom happy, yeah. Otherwise she's gonna just fucking, you stupid cocksuckers, and she's just gonna beat you up and shit like that.
Graham Elwood's our guest, and we'll be back. I like to make a big deal about things. A lot of shows don't do that. You lob out a gem, and then, you know, and then they just fucking forget about it. Okay. Let me rip through this. First of all, I'm very happy to be here because I say that every week, but I am every week. This is
it's fun.
It's an intense. Look, I've been through. I've said it all. I know I have these names up here. I don't want to be parodying you guys. Alan Strickland Williams is here, and we can give a nice round of applause. I like to, you know, some member became unhip to do anything. Oh, you don't, you don't want to applaud, you know. Yeah, we applaud for people. And Josh, and I'm gonna have Androsky, right? Mm-hmm. And maybe I want to tease this because I told Alan and Josh, I said, I have Graham on the show this week. Why don't you guys just come? You get the energy of the room, and then you guys come back next week or whenever you can, the week after. And that's I want to tease the audience with this because I think I like teases, and we'll find out what the tease is. We'll be back right after this. Cool.
That was way too loud.
I know. We'll lower it a little. I have it on, so we'll explain JJ in a second over there. He's with the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Anyway, no, he's not. Why did I say no, he's not? What am I, a horrible comic?
You're the worst improviser. You create a premise and then kill it.
Because I'm afraid, like, no, he's not. Like, oh, you know.
Yeah, no. So you're like in an improv, you're like, hey, we need a place you'd go to work. And I'm like, a fire station. Yeah, we're in a fire station. Ah, that should be dumb. Okay, we need another one. All right.
I don't want to be in a fire station.
Who wants to go there?
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. I feel like I haven't been here in a while because we were – oh, so when next week if you want to do it, it's fine, sure. Both of you. Josh, how many years ago was that you know what I'm going to talk about, that you were on The Price is Right?
That was 2012.
And he did mushrooms.
Oh, nice.
And he didn't know he would get picked. And then I watched the video. It's like – and you know what I like the most about it? And I don't want to tell anymore. Drew is great. He's not – Drew's like a comic. Like, you can tell he's liking it.
Yeah.
He doesn't know he's on mushrooms, obviously, but he knows he's a character, and he's like just really – you know, and you can tell Drew's just like eating it up. By the way, I love watching Drew on that show.
He's great.
He's great, and he looks – and it's exciting. And he you can – it's just – I don't know why. I like watching him do it. It's fun for me.
Because he's having a blast. He's just like – I mean, the story on it too, they offered it to him. He's like, I don't want to do that. And they kept offering him more and more money, so he's like – okay, you know, now I'm going to buy a soccer team.
That's what. So that's the same thing I heard. There's, yeah. I'll just do fun things because you know he's got to be.
He doesn't need money.
I heard he gets all his money with Jerry Seinfeld, and they rent a bouncy balloon. You know those things you can have the parties in, and you bounce up and down. All the kids go, and they put all their money in there, and they jump around. Is that true?
Yeah, yeah. I saw it online.
All right, so let me rip through this. Let me rip through this because once I rip through this, I'll feel better. So give me, I mean, you know, say whatever you want. I don't care, but I'm going to rip through this really quick, okay? Say anything you want. That's what you want to say? That I didn't mean that. I meant if you wanted to win.
You were like, I got to rip through this. And I know as a podcast host, like, we got to get through some business. And we just did a show today for Comedy Film Nerds, and their guest saw that, leaned back in their chair. And as the host, I was like, okay, good. They know. We'll get to them in a second. And since I knew you needed to do that, I just had to ruin it. Like, not even a joke, just a dumb noise.
I always think, oh, I always want to not do this now. I go, you know what, I'll do it on the opening that I do at my house from my phone, you know. But I'll feel better if I get through this now. Just give me five, you know what, set the clock. I'm going to go through this very quick. What's this? I don't understand my writing ever since Kyle. Irving, what scene? Sense? This is embarrassing for me.
In what sense?
Oh, I thought that was, well, you know, somebody says a word you don't know, you can always go, I don't know why I thought this was like funny, and then I've started to realize when you could use it. They say a word you don't know, if you don't want to admit it, you just go, like, in what sense? And then they have to explain it. You nice. Go, oh, now I fucking know.
Nice.
Katie,
it's like just going, how do you spell your name again?
Bob.
Yeah, B-O-B. O-B-O-B. Okay.
What did you think it was? How would you get out of that? If I go, yeah, it's Bob. How did you think I spelled it?
Well, no, I thought you were going by Robert before or Bobby.
Oh, you're good.
Oh, slickery dickery dock.
Huh? That's right, motherfuckers. Our guest is Graham Elwood. Josh Androsky's here with Alan Strickland Williams, ladies and gentlemen, who's going to tell you possibly anywhere from 1 to 20 jokes. Also, sitting over there is Aristotle. My friend JJ's over there. And young Jake Adams. Fade it out. Okay, let me get through this real quick. Katie Dinner. Nah, that's not that important. You know what? I'll put this over here. Does anyone have a pen? I can put it over here. I'll feel better. I went out to dinner. It's these things that I put on my thank yous. I don't know if I'm going to do this later. Well, I'll talk about it now. I went out to dinner with my niece Katie, and she's 22. And we're sitting at the restaurant. I'd met her at her house when I was in Philadelphia. And I smoked a little pot, and then we went out to dinner. It was great. We went down to South Philadelphia, and we walked around. It was just awesome. She's, you know, it's great when your nieces and your nephews turn into your friends. And so we're at the restaurant, and I'm thinking inwardly, what do people think of this relationship? But I think that's just in my paranoid head.
Right.
Then out of nowhere, Katie, my niece, goes, what do you think people think of our relationship? I go, Katie, that's what I just thought. So I go, so then all of a sudden, by the way, everything I'm saying is true, but my perception of it might be a little off kilt because I'm smoking. So then out of nowhere, either I'm paranoid already. It looks like I'm an older guy with this 21-year-old girl, and which helps my image. Yeah. that's right. I'm fucking her. Anyway. that's gross if it wasn't. It's my niece. So, but anyway, that's the joke. So.
It's gross but funny.
Yeah, it's gross but funny.
Let's call it what it is.
Gross but funny. Oh, we could be an improv troupe.
Gross but funny.
Gross but funny.
That's all they do.
We'll be back with Graham Elwood. Gross but All right, listen. So all of a sudden she says really loud, she's just talking. By the way, everything I'm telling you she said it was true, but I'm worried at the volume at the other tables. If they're already thinking what's going on over there, she goes, oh my God, have you ever had grape vodka? I'm like, oh my God, they think I'm talking about grape vodka with her. Like, she looks, and my niece looks like she's 16. So then she gets a drink, and she goes, I should have smoked a little with you when I left. I said, nah, no big deal, you know. And then when she gets her first drink, she goes, oh good, this will loosen me up a little. I'm like, Katie, please do not yell these things really loud. And then she tells the waiter,
remember when you got me drunk in high school? Just like
with grape Kool-Aid. They're thinking, he's talking. They don't know she brought up the grape Kool-Aid. All they hear is grape Kool-Aid. Like, that motherfucker's offering that girl grape Kool-Aid.
Grape vodka.
But anyway, then she asked the waiter. She goes, can I ask you a question? And I go, Katie, do not. I knew it. She goes, what do you think, like, of our relationship? I go, okay, he thinks there's definitely something going on. That's why we're paranoid and we're covering. So anyway, I ate aggressively and left. So, okay, so there's that. My niece listens to the show. So anyway, O'Neill put together a best of the show. His name is O'Neill. I like that name, O'Neill, and he put together a best of the show, but he did it really good. You know, there's so many best moments that you can't just, you got to do it this way. So here we go.
Those audiences, you guys, and the shots are really I like one so much there, Brad Owens,
so anyway, that's going to be on our bonus reel. There's a best of show. We just layered it. There's so much shit, you can't just do one at a time. We had to layer six shows on top of each other. Give a little more of that. These are genuinely moments from the show.
I like one so much there, Brad.
All right, there's that. All right, come on, let's move on. I want to get to Graham really quick. When I was in San Francisco, this gentleman by the name of Adam, who listens to the show, Adam Flowers, every night he sent a song in, and every night I walked out to this song. I loved it. I put my jacket on my finger, like, you know, old school, like, you know, you'd see, like, you know, like over your back, and right, you're carrying it on with your finger, and I walked out with a pin spotlight on me, following me to the mic.
His childhood home of Philly seems somehow drab and gray, and something's off at home.
Pause it for a second. In all fairness to my, so you respect my comedic ability, we did start the song where you're going to hear here. We edited this part out and we started right. Keep going and I'll tell you where.
Smoggy hot L.A., it's depressing on the road. Fighting hecklers out in Davis, they can't compare to our city by the bay.
Here's when I, ladies and gentlemen, Todd Glass, and I strum out on the...
Welcome, Todd Glass.
That's gorgeous.
I know.
What's this guy singing?
To San Francisco.
I was in my glory, Adam.
High on fresh air.
So, Adam, it was every night. I think you were there.
Is that this guy's Adam's voice?
Yes. He's got a great voice.
That's amazing.
I know.
I want that kind of song in every city I go to.
I know. It's exciting to walk out to that. But anyway, don't get me started. So thank you, Adam. That was really appreciated. And then somebody gave me this. Do you know what? I've said this before, but like I am – the people that come out to see the show – I'm very happy with who they are. I'm proud of them. I'm glad. You know, over the years, we've heard radio people that go, oh, they make fun of their audience. Oh, they're so stupid. Like, yeah, that's who you draw.
Right, right.
Now, I get it. Some people draw a double audience. They have their smart audience and then the people. I get it, and it's not their fault. It's just maybe they did some work that is out of their control over the audience. That there's exceptions. But when it's only your radio show... It's not like, you know, like you're a great stand-up comedian, but then you did other work that then those morons right. come out to see. When it's only your radio show, how do you not sit back and go, yeah, that's our audience. You know, it's
we
our fault.
We cultivated this.
We cultivated this audience. So so I'm really happy. And they know I like – somebody gave me this after the show. Like, and I loved it. I love this thing. It's a Mr. Rogers thing, and it has these –
Please won't you be my neighbor.
And then it has –
Do you ever talk about love with somebody you care for?
These are all things – He said 40 years ago, they all make sense, even though they're on a silly little recorder here.
I think I'll make a snappy...
Well, not that one, but
I
this...
Like you. The way you are. Discovering truth will make me free.
Discovering truth will make me free.
Mr. Rogers was saying that to kids.
I know, and it was...
That's God. Beautiful.
Graham, I love you. I love you because you think the same way I do about it. Like you're like he said that to kids.
He was saying that to kids. He wasn't. Yeah. He was, you know, and just that show.
I by the way, just so you know, real quick, it wasn't when it was on where I appreciated it. I wasn't a kid that watched it. You might go, well, wait a second. Then why do you? It was later in life when I realized as an adult, like, oh, how forward thinking he was.
I think I'm not as dumb as you. I think that I
the most genuine.
You're so genuine. You just said you loved me.
Please won't you be my neighbor? I think I'll make a snappy new day. Do you ever talk about love with somebody you care for? I hope you do.
It's great.
I know. I think I remember watching it as a kid and I liked it because, you know, he had kid stuff, you know. King Friday and all that stuff. And then as you get older, you do start to really appreciate that. You go, wow, the 70s was this time where hippies ran TV. And it was just like, it was amazing.
And people thought he was, they didn't get it. I don't mind if you can make fun. If you love something and you get it and you get the brilliance of it, yes, you can make fun of it too. But I don't think when they were making fun of Mr. Rogers on any shows that they really got – and I'm not saying you can't do both. You can admire someone. You can hold them up in high regard, and that doesn't mean that you can't tease them.
Right.
But I don't necessarily know if they knew how brilliant and important that he was when they were doing those bits about him.
Well, I mean, that was the era we grew up in the 70s, and you'd watch shows like that and then like the Free to Be You and Me album where Rosie Grier sang It's All Right to – Cry. Like that was amazing that he did that, you know, this big football player did that.
I don't know.
Yeah, no, no, I'm with you. I'm with you. I think that it, anything like that is a
and it helped raise a whole generation of pussies. I just totally turned it the other way.
So okay, that's good. Well, Adam, thank you. That's okay. You know what I realized, and again, this is going to be quick, but I just thought I made a weird analogy here that might make sense. I think I figured out a weird analogy how to explain Bill O'Reilly. He doesn't understand, like, you know, when if you might know this, you might not, but once I explain it, you'll get it. Like, sometimes if you're a dentist, you understand that there can be pain over here and you're like, oh, your right side of your face. But a dentist understands that it could be the tooth could be over on this side. It's hard to explain, but a dentist understands there's diverted pain and it's your tooth hurts on this side, but the pain for some reason, sure. And he gets that. So you have to understand that Bill O'Reilly doesn't understand that, like, what surface looks to him like something, he doesn't understand that there might be deeper explanation to what I get with the way his mind thinks. I get it in his mind. He thinks it's just so ironclad, like, no, my tooth hurts over here on the right side. So what are you fucking telling me that the pain's over there? Right. But a dentist is like, it is. I don't know how to tell you that. And he goes, and when the guests leave, he goes back to his original thought. No, 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 no. There's an explanation to this. And if you follow me, it's not always that easy. You know, and he doesn't get that. He just, in his, the way he looks at things, he's not able to, like, go.
Maybe.
I'm not giving him a compliment.
No,
you know,
no, no, no. I know what you're saying. I think, I don't know that it's, that he's, just has this sort of whatever myopic vision or tunnel or whatever. I think he knows exactly what he's doing. I think he went to Harvard, and I think he's like, I know how to push these buttons.
That's sadder then.
Yeah, that's worse, because he's making an active choice to be this, to be evil. You know, he's making a choice. He's like, I know I can cash in by playing on people's fears. And just doing that, which makes it even worse. Because, like, I mean, I probably believe Rush Limbaugh probably believes what he's saying. He's just a,
you know, Rush Limbaugh. Asshole. You know what he makes me want to do? And I don't know if it's enough to excuse it if I'm going to say what I don't want to do. I never want to be the person that goes after something that has nothing to do with why that person's evil. Their weight, if they're bald, if they had some other troubles in their life. That's not why you hate them. So don't go after something that has nothing to fucking do with why you dislike them. You dislike them because of their views. Don't go after other things. With all that said, and I'm intelligent enough, he makes me want to go, you, every fat, blubbering, right, dumb, squashing, fat, fucking dumb opinion. And then I go, no, 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 no. And then you think, well, I just did it on the show. But maybe I didn't need to erase that. Anyway, okay, so we got that, Bill O'Reilly. That wasn't worth talking about. Oh, by the way, did you see last night they had a swim they had the national Sports Illustrated swimsuit, like the 50 years of Sports Illustrated. Mm-hmm. And then when they were talking about it on Good Day LA, a friend of mine told me. No, I watch it. I flip around in the morning. I'm a flipper. And they said it's like weird because they had these awards, and it was a made up. They were made up awards. They were the 50. You know, they were coming up. Kathy Ireland for the most memory. And they go, they're made up. They're all made up. And then I thought about something. I go, yeah, they're all made up. So are the Emmys.
Right.
Am I right? Or is there, you get like the,
yeah, yeah.
Like, why is that anymore? You know, why is that? They're all made up. What, which was, so if the Sports Illustrated, and you know what? I should tell you this also. I did think it when I was watching it at night. I thought, is this like a real thing? But then I go, yeah, it's just as fucking real as anything else.
Yeah.
You know, what are the Emmys more real? The Golden Globes? Are they, well, how are they more real? Are they appointed by God?
No.
Are they in our DNA? Are these awards, you know? And then the other thing, it made me think of the real and the fake. A friend of mine it's a very typical Halloween costume, but he dressed up as a priest, and he went to the costume shop to get his thing. And I thought, well, where does a real priest get his thing? Not at a costume shop. Why fucking not? Because, oh, no, no, mine's not a costume. Mine's real. No, it's a costume. Let's not be foolish here. No. That's a costume you wear it for Halloween. Mine, I'm appointed by God, so I don't go to a costume shop to get my collar. I go to a store that gives factual clothing out that represents who we are as people.
Factual clothing. That's what it's called.
I was at the Sketch Fest, as always. I fucking love hanging out with comedians.
Festivals are like, especially, and I'm sure it's the same for you, because you're on the road a lot. You don't get to see everybody. You're just sort of on the road. Maybe you know the other act, especially if you, it's like you booked them on the show or whatever. But it's you don't get to hang out with 10 comics And I, you know, I was at Sketchfest 2 weekends ago, and I was just like, comedy festivals are like a high school reunion or something.
It's so much fun. And like I said it before, but you know what I always say? When I complain, I try to give the same amount of time to being positive. And there's so many comedians that are just – I just get giddy every night being around them. And it's just great. It's just so great.
It is awesome. Like, I came out of a party at Sketchfest, and Joe Wagner was walking up the street with a wheelie suitcase because he just had gotten out of a cab or something. He just looked like a homeless dude in San Francisco. And I immediately just start giggling because he's one – I have two friends that if I hear a certain song, I call them and play it. And Joe is that Coldplay song where they're like, ding 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 ding. I don't know the lyrics, but it's always just like, and it always seems like they're flying, you know. And the rule is there's Big Country by Big Country and Wanted Dead or Alive and the Smoking the Bandit theme song. So anytime one of those four songs is playing, there's two. Joe gets the Coldplay, my other buddy gets the other three. Whenever they're playing, you can't program, you can't put in a CD. It has to just randomly be playing somewhere.
What if it's late where they're at? Like, do you call them no matter what?
No, it does not. There is, you can call them anywhere. I was in Australia and one of those songs was playing, and I paid $10 or whatever to call and hold my cell phone up to whatever bar. No, that's it's not that one. It's the hit before that one.
Oh my God!
I know this is the
worst.
Here
comes my manager. He's going to be so mad at you. I'll try to defend you, but I think he's going to be mad you played the wrong song. Oh shit!
But anyways,
that's the wrong goddamn song. Lots. Fucking idiots better play the right fucking song.
All right, we'll edit this out. Let's edit this out. Turn it off. I don't like that shit I just threw at you. You're in the middle of a story. I lob a crappy character
fucking
at you.
God damn it! You're so stupid.
You make it work anyway.
So Joe, and in that song, it always goes to a melody, and I always go, "I'm flying, Joe, I'm flying." And every time we see him, he's always like, "Dude, the last one." And it might be maybe once a year, because it's like now you have to, like, people aren't playing radios anymore; they're playing Pandora or whatever. So it's like the chances of these songs being heard is rare, but it happens, and it's magical.
Every time.
I will.
Aristotle. Look at him over there. He's picking shit out of his pussy every week like true professional.
Shut that off.
Aristotle.
Shut it off. Shut it off. It's not even fucking funny. You drop these shit jingles. I got Graham Elwood sitting across from me, and there's a shit jingles you're going to play. Tell that Aristotle's picking. I'm a puppet act now. He plays the jingles, and then I act like the good guy. What type of fucking jingle is that?
Oh, whoa. I love
that. What do we have, a picking pussy out of your jingles festival here today?
That is a ventriloquist bit. Like,
I did Jimmy Pardo's podcast while I was at Sketchfest, and, you know, I don't usually like to wait to perform, but when I'm listening to Jimmy and Matt out there, it was just, I didn't really mind, because that audience, they're so ready for Jimmy Pardo, and they give them exactly what they want the fucking second they walk out. They're like, it's like a parody. It's like a director went, listen, you love him so much that the minute he gets out there, you are just purely
right.
And they're like, it's just great. And they're very specific audiences. They get your sense of humor. Mm-hmm. Makes you not mind getting up so early in the morning to do the show, which was 11 o'clock, so I guess it's not that bad. For me.
11
for any
o'clock.
Comedian it is, when you're out late, you know, out till 4 in the morning. Okay, so we did that. Bill O'Reilly, that's good. Oh, this is the last thing. So when I was at Cobb's, and again, I like to give compliments out when they deserve them. They all are so sweet when you're there. They're like, what do you want to drink? What do you want to eat? What do you want? I was the only one that tipped up in the green room. but it is appreciated. I don't think they listen to the show, but I like to send some good love their way because it was definitely appreciated. And then I was out in the lobby. There was two guys.
Cobb's and the Punchline, by the way, are great clubs that are run really well.
Yes. And you know what? I always say the same thing when I love to point out clubs that are run well because it proves that I'm pleasable. Mm-hmm. I'm very pleasable.
Yeah.
If there was no club that was run right, I'd go, Todd, there's nothing run right that you like. Yeah. So, no, there are. There are clubs that do it right. And I always give them the kudos they deserve, as my old manager used to call it. Kudos. I didn't even know what that was the first time he said it. So I'm hanging out, and there's two – I hope they know who they are. There's two guys, two girls. We're doing, like, bits. And I love them. And the one guy is doing a bit with me back and forth, back and forth. He so much gets it. I was so happy that I ran upstairs to get them a gift. And then something that was just a poster from the show. And then I ran back downstairs and they were gone. Where are you? Was it you? Do you listen to the show? Because if they're there, you would know it was you. Cobbs, you said you were even... I said, what are you guys doing hanging out here? You're like, oh, we're working for the festival. And then you said, or we're volunteering our time. If it's you, you're like, oh, I think it is us. And then you did bits with me. All right, so there's that. Now, here's the way we're going to do... We're going to wrap this up. And then we're going to introduce you. We have some... We have music. We're going to introduce you right. How long was that just now we just did? Let me guess, 21 minutes.
35.
God damn it. I think I'm going to meet in the middle. Why do you have to open up your computer? Why don't you just leave your computer open, Aristotle?
You told me not to leave it open.
I know, but I didn't think you'd bring that up.
about 20 minutes.
Please won't you be my neighbor?
Hmm? You know, Mr. Rogers had, obviously, it's Neighbors. Like, and you got to say, that's a documentary that I watched. It was called Mr. Rogers is My Neighbor. A guy did a documentary. Mr. Rogers was genuinely his neighbor.
Oh, that's
And
awesome.
It talks about how it changed his life.
I'm sure.
It's pretty, pretty cool. Do you remember? He sent me a signed copy of it, the guy who put it together, and it was called, I think, Mr. Rogers is My Neighbor. But he talked about after, anyway, we've talked about that on the show before. Okay, here's what I'm going to do. We're going to do this, and then we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back and introduce you. I've been YouTubing random acts of kindness. I did it by accident. But then I don't like to meditate. I wish I could because I do get it. I get the legitimacy of it or yoga, you know. Uh-huh. I get it. Too many smart people that I know are like, you got to do it.
I do yoga.
I know.
I got into it in May. It's amazing. I had an injury. Helped me through it. It's awesome.
I believe it. You
I
know,
do
I don't
three
wanna,
or 4 days a week.
I don't want to be one of those people that because I can't do something, I negate its truth. You know, like I said, I want to be the smoker when I smoke that goes, this is a vile, disgusting habit, and then smoke. But at least that might be one step instead of going, well, I probably can't quit, so I'll may pretend that it's all right. No, just smoke if you can't quit and just call it for what it is. That might be a little closer to eventually one day realizing what it is. And I get the yoga, how real it is and how you know, there's not everybody raving about it for the last 30 years. Raving might not be the word, but you know what I'm talking about. People do so. I've been YouTubing random acts of kindness, and I hope this one tells well on the you know, without seeing it. But it's a basketball team, and I think it explains itself. If it doesn't, and we realize it, we can always, you know, later take it out.
Sure.
But I think it's a good way to start the show, and it's just very. It's just, you know, it's like. So I love this. I love this stuff because it reminds you of like just, well, like I've said a million times, people said when you met Mr. Rogers, it reminded you how good we could be as a species. And this reminds you how good we can be as a species. So let's listen to this. Then we'll take a break. I got a few intros for you, and I hope one of them will please you. So here we go.
And I know you guys get tired of me. It's little things.
Coach Peter Morales of the Coronado High School Thunderbirds in El Paso, Texas.
I use this term a lot. I think it's worth letting it breathe because I let it breathe when I was watching it on the treadmill. And there's something happens at the end that I was like, oh, I'm so glad that I watched this to the end. So here we go.
This makes no qualms about it. He has a favorite on this team.
Mitchell, I need you. I need you to help me out with my coaching tits, Mitchell.
Team manager Mitchell Marcus has a developmental disability.
One, two, three, four.
And he far surpasses everyone here when it comes to love of the game.
He's this amazing person that our basketball team loves being around.
Good!
Mitchell's mom, Amy, says he's always been that way.
Mitchell always had a basketball. That was always what he wanted for his birthday.
And because basketball is that important to him, on the last game of the regular season, the coach told Mitchell to suit up.
What was it like to put on the uniform?
I was very happy.
I imagine you were.
Just wearing a jersey was enough for Mitchell. But what he didn't know, what no one knew at the time, was that the coach planned to play him at the end, no matter what the score.
You were prepared to lose that game.
That's the amazing
part. For his
part.
Moment, yes. For his moment in time, yes.
And so, with a minute and a half left, Coronado leading, but only by 10, Coach Morales put in his manager.
And just started hearing Mitchell, Mitchell,
Mitchell.
But here's where the fairy tale fell apart. Although his teammates did everything they could to get Mitchell a basket, each time they passed him the ball, he either missed the shot or, like on their last possession, booted it out of bounds, turning the ball over to the other team with just seconds left.
He wasn't going to be able to score. But I was hoping that he was happy that he was just put in the game.
Could you have ever imagined what happened next?
No, I did. I could not. Not at all.
What happened next happened on the inbound. The guy with the ball there is a senior at Franklin High School.
On the other team.
Number 22, Jonathan Montañez.
I was raised to treat others how you want to be treated. Just thought Mitchell deserved his chance, deserved his opportunity.
I think I'll cry about it for the rest of my life.
What Jonathan did was yell out Mitchell's name, then threw the ball right to it. Right there. One of the most memorable turnovers of all time. It wasn't the game-winning shot. When the buzzer sounded, Coronado had 15 more points than Franklin. But Jonathan's assist and Mitchell's basket did change the outcome decidedly. Play any game with this much sportsmanship.
And he scored.
Both teams win. Steve Hartman on the road in El Paso, Texas.
So Jonathan, right? You just want to take that kid's face and squeeze it in between your hands, right? No one told him to do it. So I was like, oh, I thought it would end nice the other way, but that was just great. That was great. So guess what? We'll be back. Ba-dum-bum-ba-dum. I try to make it smooth back in. So, Alan, I got a little something even special for you before we do Graham's intro here. Do you have, like a one-liner?
And then, sure.
Okay, you ready? Here we go.
Sure. My girlfriend caught me masturbating. She set up one of those little traps in the woods.
Alan Strickland Williams.
Please, let it go.
Alan Strickland Williams. Alan Strickland Williams.
Pause it one more time. Give us one more. See, it really takes the life of the joke and it stretches it out a little. I think I really am onto something here. Give me one more, but let it roll.
Beer before liquor, never been sicker. Red wine before bourbon, I am a full-blown alcoholic.
Alan Strickland Williams. Alan Strickland
This is
Williams.
His ringtone, and I want to give this to you as your ringtone.
Alan Strickland Williams.
All right, listen. So, Graham... Let's start with the – I hope – you know, I want to start it off right. What do you think of this as your intro? What do you think? This is nice.
Back on the Todd Glass Show. Grandma was back again today. Maybe Doug gave him a break tonight. Grandma was back. He always brings his mom
back. No.
Grandma was back again. That's right. Talking with Todd Glass tonight again.
Wow. Always brings his problem strike.
It's good, but I think I'm going to tell you. I think he deserves. What was the one we played last time?
We've got a returning guest today. You know him from Comedy Film Nerds and the LA Podfest. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for our good friend
Graham Elwood.
Oh, this
Graham
is nice.
Elwood. Back on the show.
Ooh. I'm not going to lie. I feel like it's not big enough. This guy comes all the way down. Where do you live?
Santa Monica.
And I think it should be a little bigger. So let's play the happy music. And maybe I could do something with a little reverb. Hold on. Hello? Ladies and gentlemen, our guest today. That's right. You're going to have a great time. He's back and he should have been back a little. It's horrible. You deserve more. Aristotle, you play the drums, right? Can you go over there and let's do this right?
Please.
Okay. Hello. All right. Okay, good. Good. Ladies and gentlemen, on the show today. No. And I'm not even joking. You know how you can really play good, but you always hold out a little? Play fucking nuts. Like you're like some guy's got a gun to your head. If you don't, I'd rather you go a little off rhythm and fucking play those fucking drums, or I'm gonna fucking put a bullet right through your head. Play like that. That's right. Our guest tonight is Graham Elwood. He's back, ladies and gentlemen. No. Oh my God. I see you over there fiddling around with that trumpet. Do you know how to play the trumpet?
Yeah.
Shut the. Do you seriously know how to play the trumpet? To George Carlin. Then what the fuck are we doing holding back? This is Graham Elwood. He comes in here. He's going to deliver. And I don't want to put the pressure on him. Even if he's operating at a three, he's going to do bits. We're going to laugh. We're going to smoke pot. He's going to fucking entertain us. And we fucking, that's the intro we give him. Shame on you. And shame on you, JJ, for not telling me you played the trumpet. I know you walked in here with it, but I didn't. Who knows? There's a lot of fucking crazy people in L.A. Let's do this right. Hold on. We're going to really do it right. Hold on, let's make sure that... Hello? I mean, let's play the trumpet into the mic, right? Let's do it right, okay? Here we go. Hold on. I got it. There's the mic. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Graham Elwood.
That's right!
That's not good enough. I've got a cement truck going to back in here and dump cement on you. Oh, my God. That's fun every time we do it.
That is a blast. I videotaped that.
You want us to do it again so you can get a better shot of it?
Oh,
I want to get my money out of JJ. He's got to leave in 20 minutes. My opening was so long, the horn. Oh, he also learned how to do this. You ready? How quick can you go? You ready? Come right over here, right in his ear.
These no. Guys. Well, I think we're good.
Now, how dare you? How dare you what? How dare you? Okay, so let's see how quick he can do this. Go ahead. Remember, did we do this one?
Did you turn it down? Yeah, I got it on. Oh, no. All right.
Okay, I have an idea because I know the sound I'm looking for. Try to play a little closer to the mic because I think then it, I need it fuller. Ladies and gentlemen.
Hold on.
Graham Elwood.
Here we go. That's how I should come out on my podcast every week.
Yeah.
Everyone should have to come in like I'm David Letterman, and then you guys sit around and they ask Jake, what, the Todd doesn't come out? He comes out, everyone gets ready, and then it's like this. You ready? Ladies and gentlemen, Todd Glass! Tonight, I'm old school. Look at me, I'm like Dean Martin. I'm doing visual for the radio. Okay, hold on, let me put the cigarette out. Ah, oh, it's funny for the joke, and then it gets old so quick. Okay, hold on, everybody. I'm in. Graham, can't you do anything? You got a podcast. Keep people interested.
Oh my god, that's like when a relative goes, "Do your stand-up at Thanksgiving." Oh, okay.
Can I tell you something? I want to do one more thing, and I'm rushing it a little here. What time is? You have about 15 minutes, right? Okay, so here's what I want to do. I'm good. I'm a little. You're good?
That was the greatest intro I've ever had in my life.
Oh, thank you.
That was amazing.
Thank you, because, you know, that costs me money. That's all I do is talk about that for the next 2 hours. Wow, $50 for the, you know, and then I give him 75, 60, you know, try to make it good. I give him 50, you know, I give him whatever.
Anyway, you had a bubble machine.
I did. I love that. By the way, two of our bubble machines are broke, and I was very disappointed.
I love that you have three bubble machines.
Well, can I tell you why? It started, first of all, bubbles are dope. Who said that? Jack Knight said bubbles are dope. He was a comedian. He was here. And the bubble machine went off. He went nuts. I loved him for going nuts. I go, I love you for going nuts over those bubbles. He goes, bubbles are dope, dude. I think he added a dude. I'm like, bubbles are dope. So I fucking like him. Matter of fact, I'm going to give him a part of my new thing I don't have. Fuck it. I don't give a shit anymore. I'm tired of living a lie. I'm saying makes no sense at all. Okay, so listen. So we got the original bubble machine, and it's a hand bubble machine. Spits out like the size of marbles. Mm-hmm. Then I'm walking. By the way, whenever I see these bubble machines, they don't have to sell me on them, but they're so ready to sell you on them. Yeah. They go, "Can I? I want it." You know, with the bottles and the refills. No. By the time I can even say yes from the beginning, they've already. We'll get a second one for free. I go, well, I was going to buy the first one full price because I want the bubble. And then I buy that one, the little one with the marble-sized bubbles, like 20 come out at a time. And then I'm walking through the Grove, and I see, I'm not kidding you, it's a bubble machine that sends out bubbles the size of bigger than a baseball. I'm like, I got to fucking have that.
Oh.
And then we got the one you mount on the wall, and the disco ball was not cheap.
Like, so anyway, you put your hand up to your mouth so the disco ball wouldn't hear you. Why am I?
It's modesty for phoniness. It's like but I let you hear it. And the disco ball wasn't cheap. But I wanted Libby to come out because here's what's gonna. No, you know what, Libby. I don't know what to do with Libby. Genuinely, like I know she exists as a character, and there's some, I can make you do anything I want, and you'll do it. So I want to really take my time here and do something good. Well, I want Libby. I wanted to think of something to do with the sax before with the trumpet before he leaves. What? This is the other one that you can play. Oh, for her, yeah, for Libby. You know what? I think don't kill me. We're gonna take a break real quick. No, because he's going to go.
Sure.
And then we're good. And then we'll come back. We'll go full-fledged. You all right?
I'm good.
I'm worried. You said you had a lot of time to spend here tonight.
I'm all night.
I
got a yoga class tomorrow morning at 9.
Oh, you'll be out of here by 6 in the morning. You have 2 hours to get to your yoga. No. I know. It's all going to be good. I what happened was we come out, we go bang, 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 and you might feel like, geez, Todd, you... That's what's great about this. Our listeners are right where we're at. Well, you do this, too, so you know.
You don't need to explain to me how podcasting works.
I do, too. You never knew like I knew. I told you. You never knew. I always knew you would never listen. I told you to start that festival. By the way, I'm glad you listened to me because you notice the guy who compliments himself and plows past it. You're like, did he tell me to do it? He's going so fast, I'd really have to be hard to interrupt him.
Yeah.
Try to interrupt this guy. Well, I'm glad you did. Took my advice and started that podcast festival. What? Best thing you ever did doing that. Getting that started. I give you 100% credit for what you did. I really do. You know, it's not an easy thing. And the second year, good for you. I'm glad you listened. Anyway, we're going to take a break. And we'll be right back. What can we play as we go to break? Something fun. Play it. Thank you. All right. That's so good. Okay. Don't kill me. Pause it. Don't kill me. I might be being cheap. I hope this doesn't come off cheap. But I have another 3 minutes of trumpet playing. So can we just keep doing that song like another two? How about three times? But like really go. Oh, yeah. We can do the hits. Oh, go over there. I got to get my money's worth.
Yeah,
you can do this. I don't have any reverb. That's all right. I got it. Jesus Christ. Well, what if he wants it? The hits that the singers can do. You don't have to be able to sing. You just talk it.
Oh, yeah, great.
Can you like, what a night this has been. Well, that's a little empty. But what are you going to do? You need more instruments. What a night this has been. Seems like the things are not going well for me on the road. I have like two instruments. I used to have a full orchestra.
Yeah, you couldn't afford them anymore?
Yeah. I go, what a night this has been. And then don't even do the drums. And here's what happens in a year after that. What a night this has been. All right, listen. You guys are great. Graham Elwood. Oh, God damn. Let's play a little Judge Judy. This is vintage Judge Judy. I love it. And we'll play it right now.
control of these animals when they're in her care, but you're their owner. Yours, close your mouth, and I don't want to hear your high voice again. You didn't take care of the dogs.
Close your mouth.
And the dogs hurt her.
The dogs hurt her because she attacked them verbally.
Oh, you're a moron. You're a moron. There is something actually wrong with you. You're a moron.
Let me tell you something. Actually, she goes, sometimes I say it comedically, but you're actually a moron. And nobody likes a moron. Nobody likes a dumbbell. But I don't want to talk about it right now, but nobody likes a dumbbell. Anyway, every week we do the same thing. He goes, why? Usually I go, well, because it doesn't know a lot of stuff. And it's not like someone that's born with – that has a legitimate deficiency that you can be tend to. A dumbbell is someone that has all the faculties and is just a dumbbell.
Yeah, but like why?
Why nobody likes them? Because nobody wants to talk to somebody who doesn't understand, that has all their faculties. You don't, well, listen, I'll talk to you later. Nobody gets a dumbbell. Nobody likes a dumbbell. Okay, so there's that. I like there's that. Like, that's over. No, you're paid for that. That's free. There, that. That's whatever it is.
Compartmentalized.
Yes. Oh, my God. Thank you. Okay, listen. So what were we just talking about?
Judge Judy.
Judge Judy. That I think Judge Judy is brilliant. And a lot of people – let me tell you something. I'm not saying I can't be fooled, but I know a lot of those shows, they use actors. I get it. I've seen a few where I go, yeah. But I'm telling you, the majority of hers aren't. And people want to be right, and that's what I love about it. If I understand correctly, people don't have to pay. Like if you lose, the show pays your case. So you think, well, then why are they angry? People want to be fucking right, and they fucking hate it. And when I love when she goes, I don't like your high voice. Like you can, like I love it because you know I think that sometimes, but you can't tell someone that's their voice. But not Judge Judy. And I know it's a court show, so you know I know it's a show that she couldn't say all this stuff. Obviously, if she was in the traditional, in the real judicial system, is that the word?
Judicial system.
Judicial. Either one. No, it's not either one, Todd. Okay, but I just love hearing her. Just sometimes I feel a lot of her anger. I like when she says to somebody, close your lips, because that's what I think of when I see a heckler. Shut your lips.
Shut them.
Someone, thank you. When I'm watching from the back of the room, when I watch it, I've probably said this before, but I'm going to say it a fucking again. When I'm watching in the back of the room at a comedy club, when somebody like opens up for me and doesn't do any crowd work, you know what I mean? Once they're a good crowd, then everything can change. But sure. I like in the beginning when somebody, you know, and I do crowd work and you do crowd work, mm-hmm. but don't I still prefer ahead of me. So, sometimes I watch it when Bobby Miyamoto was up on stage. I started to realize there'd be a guy. That's why when she goes, put your back, sit back. And he's got his arch back. He's ready to lob out a good one. And he's got his mouth open and is leaning forward. And Bobby does a joke and doesn't ask a question. He does a joke and he doesn't ask the sports team. He doesn't give that guy one fucking ounce of life. And eventually he shuts his fucking lips. And I watch it, and guess what he does after that? Sit back. You ain't participating. If you'd like to see a show where the opening act's going to come out there and be great and just be funny for fucking 25 minutes, but he'll never need you, if that's what you want, you'll get it. But if you go, yeah, I thought it was interactive, get ready to hate this fucking night.
All night.
And we'll be back. Where's JJ? Hey, so anyway, I know I was about to talk. So that's Judge Judy. I try to like end it. That's Judge Judy we were talking about.
And see.
You were doing a you were doing a thing the last time where we were talking about like you wanted to carry around a bottle of seltzer.
Sprayed
at idiots. Sprayed at idiots.
Oh God!
But do the thing where you lure them. I don't do it again. I want to see it again. Oh, that's the advantage. See, that's the advantage.
No, that's because we would always like
talk about a flight attendant who's not too nice, but you would get her to get back to the hotel.
Oh,
you'd
you'd treat
look at you, you little devil, and then also you could get revenge on her for being like a little bit of a not a nice person up and down the aisle.
Right. So, oh yeah, I remember this.
Sort of,
because he was like kind of sweet talking her.
Yeah, he goes everything she'd want to hear. She's already yelling at people. She's a horrible energy.
Right.
But he wants to befriend her just so he can spray seltzer in her face. So here's how much work he goes. right? He goes, so you would go up to this woman and you're like, you know, you'd say, first of all, something like, you know, like, I, you know, like everything she wanted
yeah,
to hear.
Yeah.
And
like, then, oh, you're a little pistol, aren't you? It's like, oh.
Yeah, you got to be when you've been doing this, right? Right, all that
sweetie,
stuff.
You've been working. I can tell you know what you're doing. You know your way around
you
a plane.
Make her younger. You
yeah,
go,
yeah.
Yeah, what are you? You're probably one of the, what the.
You've probably only been doing this a couple of years, right? I mean, you're.
Then you get her back to your apartment.
Yeah.
She lands. She goes, you know, I'm on a layover. That's
oh,
the way
really?
It went.
Get back. Where's your hotel room? Right by the airport. All right.
Oh, and you're younger than her,
yeah,
so
yeah.
She's like, oh, you know. And then you meet her. You go into her. What do you get
I
into?
Bet
her?
You, I bet you a gal like you could teach me a couple of things.
Well, you know, she's very. Oh. And then you get in there. She lays down on the bed, takes off her jacket. She's like.
I've been dreaming about what kind of lingerie you had underneath that uniform.
And she can't fucking believe it. She's so excited to get, hey, there's nothing wrong with it, to get fucked.
Yeah.
They both are excited to fuck.
She's ready.
And there's nothing wrong with that. They're not married. They're not.
Yeah.
She is
wrong.
Just ready. But keep in mind who this woman is, so no one feels sorry for her.
Right.
She spreads a horrible energy through the plane. She's not having a bad day. Being a flight attendant is an amazing power you can have. When three flight attendants are positive, they just fill this capsule. They can make the worst situation so great. And I'm aware of it, and I see it, and it must suck because people can be mean. But the best of the best of the manage, even though people can be heartless sometimes, to still surface and be a kind person.
Yeah, and then you go, and then maybe you're waiting for the restroom, and you start talking to them. And yeah, I've talked to a lot of them. They're really nice and cool.
And it's a great energy to be able to fill that plane. And I'm so aware of that power. Guess what this woman is? The opposite. Yeah. Not because life's been mean to her either. Look at me. That's why I wave my hand now. Edit that out. even an overly feminine hand movement I wanted to do.
So if I remember we do this, you got to be the girl a little bit.
I was sort of just keep tilting you in that direction.
But you got to we're going to have a little bit of the conversation.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Maybe let me put a little effect on my voice here.
So I'll make it sound more like a girl. Why? You are just...
Make her like a with a deep voice.
Yeah,
I'll feel better doing a girl voice if I do it like
sultry.
This.
Yeah,
is
sultry.
That
yeah, sultry voice. No, because talk to me in that voice. Say, put that voice on and say. Some people think my voice is too masculine. Say that to me.
I will.
Some people say my voice is too masculine.
Oh, honey, you got the right amount of woman in that voice.
Shut up. Okay, please keep doing it.
Well, I like hearing it.
Oh, and I like hearing that voice,
I'm going to be honest. I'm 53 in March. How old are you?
Oh, I'm 41 years old.
Make it younger.
Okay, make it younger. Okay.
I got to be honest.
This guy wants her. He's so mad at her that he's willing to take all this energy. This kid could be in college.
Yeah.
You know, who knows?
Sure. Okay.
I got to be honest with you and tell you I'm 53 years old.
I got to be honest with you. I'm going to be 31 next summer. And your number.
Oh, God.
You've been.
I'm so glad that you invited me back here.
What?
Do you mind if I take off everything I am wearing?
Only,
instantly, it's done.
Only if you do it slow.
Well, let me put it back on and do it the way you want. Oh, shit, I caught my foot. Wait, my pants.
Oh, take your time.
No, I'm putting them on. Don't do that. I'm putting them on. Makes me feel dirty.
Of course, she's still bitchy now. She's still bitchy now. We're in the middle of this, and she's still fucking bitching at me. She should be going with everything that I'm saying. Oh, honey, you're sweet, putting the clothes on or off, and she's still like, don't, you know, like, still fucking can't resist being bitchy to me.
Okay. Hello. Let's do this.
Oh, sweetie.
Oh, my God.
It's been something I've been dreaming about since 30,000 feet.
We both know what we've both been dreaming about, motherfucker. I am horny. I'm not going to lie, and you're 30 years old, and I want to fuck. So come over here and fuck me.
Get on the bed.
I'll do whatever you want.
Yeah, you get
you sure my voice isn't annoying you?
No.
I feel like it is. You're cringing.
No, I'm not cringing.
Oh, you're in love. You little fuck.
Oh, I feel like...
Let's do it. Stop.
Shut the fuck up and let me...
I'm not...
God damn it! damn it, just shut up and let me fucking seduce you. You're driving me fucking crazy.
Oh, my.
Like, just shut it. You're not on the fucking plane. This is what the guy's singing in his head. This is what he's singing in his head. Just shut. Like, I'm trying to get you on the fucking bed.
Oh, God. I don't like my laugh, by the way. I just heard it.
So that's what he's thinking in his head.
Changing my laugh. Oh, my God. I love it. First of all, I thought, did I throw something at Graham that like was so long? We're right back where we were before. I know what's coming up. I'm still ready and I'm going to enjoy it.
Right.
Here we go. You think I'm overdoing it a little?
No, no. Okay. You're not. Jesus. Sorry. I love
all
that.
All right. Let's do this.
All right, sweetie. I want you to get on that bed. All right.
You don't have to ask. Oh, tell me.
Get on your back.
Meaner.
Get on your back.
Are you shitting me? I'd punch you in the face if you said it like that. Be a fucking man.
Oh, yeah. I like it when you get strong. Inner monologue. Shit's a fucking... So this is a fight, too? This is a fucking fight, too? Like, do you want to get laid or not? Like, I'm this close. If I didn't have the fucking seltzer bottle, I'd be like, look, sweetie.
Oh, no. Oh, now they know. But it's okay. They know. Right, right. You got a seltzer bottle. Right. Where do you keep the seltzer bottle the whole time this is going on so she doesn't see it? I got to be honest. My audience wants to know.
I have it. I have it, like, in a nightstand cabinet.
Oh, we're at your house in this situation.
Yeah. We're back home. Yeah,
and you really got a lot of... like. So people understand when we get to this point, you might think, well, why are you telling the end? It doesn't matter. That's what's so great about it.
Right.
This thing has a lot of volume.
It does.
So we maybe put a little sound effect together today. Like, so when you get there, we'll accompany you. With
okay.
It. We're really going to go boom.
All right.
You want to try it
when
now?
When we get there... No. Just I'll just give you that when we get
but
there.
But do it with it. Like you do. Psh,
yeah.
All okay. Here we go.
Okay.
Let's. Can I tell you? This is weird. I'm so excited to see this. Can we like let's move it a little quicker just so we can get.
Okay. There. Well, then just don't argue and get on the goddamn bed.
That was the longest I ever single. I applaud something in the back of a room, genuinely at a comedy club. I'll give it like 3 applauds and genuinely think it deserves it, not just being. That, maybe 15 or 20. The audience can count. Just pure. You shut the fuck up. And then, you want to know why I was laughing hysterically? Then I started analyzing it, thinking, well, I don't really know when you could come in anytime you want. I'm waiting for you. I'm just saying, okay, I'm on the bed. I'm waiting for, you know.
I'm trying,
a little suspense.
Yeah. I'm trying to get you on the bed. I feel like you're right.
I'm on the bed.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Here's what I want you to do. Steve.
Sure, whatever you want.
Oh, yeah. I want you to just prop yourself up with your arms like
okay.
That. Yeah?
Like and that?
You bring your head back. I want to see those big, mature titties of yours. Oh, I'm going to make sweet, hot, passionate love to you. Yeah, close your eyes.
They're closed.
Oh, yeah.
God damn it. Just go.
And at this point, I've got a feather, and I'm running the feather upper leg, right? Oh, yeah. Do you like that, sweetie? Oh.
God damn it. I haven't felt this 30 years.
Oh, you feel like a woman? Yeah?
Oh, Jesus Christ. I'm going to fucking have a nervous breakdown. This feels so good.
What do you want? You want this? You want
yes,
this?
Just fucking do it. Do it.
Oh,
piece of shit. Why did you just spray me with seltzer?
Shut it, horse! It's just seltzer every time.
You
piece of shit. They don't
stop until she shuts the fuck up.
Right, and then go, oh my God, I'm so... And then maybe... I'm so sorry.
I wouldn't have talked if you didn't... I thought you wanted me back here.
I did. I'm so sorry. I thought this was something else.
What could it have possibly have been?
They're hard to find. seltzer. What? Like, who has those anymore?
What else would it be? Whipped cream?
Yeah. I thought I wanted to make. I wanted to like get you like massage oils, and I grabbed the wrong one. Let me. All right, I got a better one. I got a better
you
one.
You piece of shit.
No, no, no. I'm no, no,
These
no, no, no,
sheets
no, no.
are satin.
No, no, they are.
I don't know which direction this woman should go. Should she be nice now?
She should be like, I'm. She's yeah. She wants it. She's not. She hasn't had it in a while.
All right, I understand.
I'm
Mistakes
so sorry.
Happen.
I'm so sorry. Look, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
All right, it's all right.
All right, let me
leave well enough alone.
Yeah. All right. Here's what I want to do, though. I want to blindfold you and make this right. I'm going to.
I'm so glad you're back into it.
That's
I
right.
thought you were angry.
No.
That's past. That's behind us.
Yeah, yeah.
Tired around my eyes.
There you go.
It's darker than I thought it would be. What the fuck is this? A special thick material?
Do you like where my hands are going?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And then I'm actually rubbing massage oil like on her thighs.
Oh, God.
And
damn it.
You like that?
Oh, this is like where I used to get fucked when I was in flight attendant school. Stewardess camp, whatever they called it back
then. Stewardess camp? And then...
Just do it.
All right, I want you to just quiet. Be quiet.
Oh, God. Freaking out.
And then grabs an air horn. Just like piercing air horn.
But you know what? Why do I get so much joy out of this bit? I will tell you why. Because you have to remember, this is a – you have to, when you see someone like that on a flight – I'm going to make sense of my neurotic loving of that bit. When you see someone like that on a flight that is giving that plane the bad energy, you got to let that go. Otherwise, you walk around, you're a miserable person. You got to annoy it. You got to see it. It's got to bother you.
Right, because then you take it on.
You take it on. So you can't like – and getting vengeance with those people, you got to be at least spiritual enough to know that you just get off the flight and you're not – but this guy, I sort of respect him because it's like what I know you can't do. He goes, no, fuck this shit. I'm going to get this seltzer water in her fucking face. Psh, 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 psh. But he waits. It's not the worst thing in the world. She doesn't deserve, or if it was whoever it was, guy, girl, no one deserves to be shot or
hurt
to be
or violent. Or
well, what do you think the worst they should get? Water in their face.
Yeah,
and that's all they're getting.
Yeah.
So it's very manipulative and it's very, you know, but at the end, a little psh, does she deserve water squirted in her face? Yes.
Yeah, I think
I'd say that's a kind punishment for what she does every day.
Right.
You know, I'm not saying, you know, run and scare her when she's getting into her car, although we thought about it. Hey, you want to hear... I don't know how to do this. Let's do this first. Do we have this? Do you have this? Did you write this song? It sounds like you, I think.
I will fuck you in the morning, fuck you late at night, fuck you while the moon or the sun is shining bright. I want to fuck you. Yes, I want to fuck you.
This is what I've come to.
I want to fuck you, baby.
This is my ringtone, and I wink at ladies when they walk by, and guys, whatever I'm into.
Whatever I'm into.
That day. Did you? You didn't write it. What am I going to make you? You know. Did you write it?
No. Just a horrible improviser. No. Why would I write that song? That's dumb. I don't sing.
Just even the simple no. I do. I give you a long setup, yeah, right? And then you give me worst. You know, you can say no, but it's got to work. No, but you got to make it work. Yeah. This guy, just bad. Yeah. Okay, so hold on. What am I setting him up with? All I know. Why do I go right to the bad acting?
you love like 50s.
Well, I go into that over the top because then I can't. Then I can hide behind like, oh, I'm acting bad on purpose.
Yeah.
But what if I really wanted to do it? Listen here, Muggsy. Your mother. So what are we doing?
You said, Jesus, you forgot the bit.
I did.
Weed and scotch. That's not a good idea. We're doing improv. We're in an improv scene,
so you're
setting me up with a location that I'm going to be the worst improviser ever.
All I know is when I was here last night, it was 3 o'clock in the morning, and nobody was here but you. And you're telling me you didn't see anything? You've got to have seen something. What did you see?
No.
Oh, my God.
And even work better that I didn't give you the right answer to say yes or no. He's no. He can't even get in the right into the right. What is it called? A verb?
Yeah, he's not even the right syntax. Not even the right.
No.
No.
No. And then his parents come out to see him and his family. They go, "You were good, you were but great. He wasn't."
You should. How come you're not on Saturday Night Live?
I don't know. No.
No.
People are asking me to say that in the lobby.
It's just everything
parents.
Like. Oh, it's so, you know, they get a suggestion from the audience. Oh, it's so crazy we're on this spaceship. Why?
That's all he gives.
No, and why?
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 Why? What smells funny?
Why are we on a spaceship? That's dumb.
Why would we be on a spaceship? Okay, listen.
Aristotle, look at him over there. He's picking shit out of his pussy every week like a true professional. Aristotle, a true professional.
All right. Seriously, do not
that
play
guy him. Must make so much money who does that voice.
I know he's good at it.
Aristotle.
Aristotle. So I want to get Libby on the phone. Is that okay?
Yeah, let me. I think.
Or should we have her come in? I always play phone defects. You know why? It makes sounds professional. When people hear that, they go, oh, this show, they hook up this
well,
shit.
It's whatever you want to do. I call her. I think she might be in the neighborhood, but it might be, I don't know, whatever's easier for you. If you want to just have her probably call in.
You know, at night I can see her living room light from over here?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so she's close.
Yeah, she's very close.
I make the bit work. you know I could see her. Well, let's give her a call.
Okay.
I wish you had the phone voice. Do you have a cup? Sometimes that sounds, you know what I mean? Sounds stupid, but I think it works. Thank you. Graham's punching a hole in it. Aggressively, yelling, "You got my money."
What kind of weird fucking key is that?
Hey, hey, hey!
Hello?
Libby.
Hey. Hey, Todd. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. How's everything been?
It's great. You know me. It's all sunshine and lollipops. I've just been having a great time.
Now, Graham, you might get mad at me, but I think you might understand. I'll do it in 30 seconds. Maybe there's someone that hasn't listened to the show. I think it's worth 30 seconds of a little backstory,
sure,
of Libby. Just makes it that much better for me and people that... So Libby was... Me and Graham went on this trip, and then we saw women by the pool. I probably have a version like yours. Yours is probably a little different, but the basic is we heard her talking to her family. We felt like they were ignoring her, and then we decided to make up this character that she ends up coming back with us,
right,
to live with us, telling how bad her family was. And we're like, oh my God, she's so,
right,
nice. It ends up after a while we find out she's a pain.
Yeah.
She says she's easy breezy. She's not easy breezy.
No.
But now she sort of lives. She lives in L.A., and we basically are the only ones. So we try to call her, and
but she,
nothing's ever right.
Right.
But yet we love her to death. And then she ends up going out with a guy who's trying to gives all her money to open up a jazz club. His,
yeah,
name's Lionel. We'll see if we can get him on the phone. So now Libby is how old? 80?
Yeah, she's pretty old. I think 80, 79, 80, somewhere in there.
And Lionel and them are having sex. So it's like part of us is like, she's fucking happy.
And
but
he's like,
we don't want to
like
see.
58, 56.
She doesn't have, but we don't. We wouldn't bet that he doesn't love her.
Yeah,
that's
I think
why we're freaked out. That's otherwise we'd be like stopping it. But like, and he doesn't, and like she doesn't have money. Like, you know, open up a jazz club, money.
Right.
And they did. They took some of her money and, yeah, opened up a jazz club. And she sings there. So we're gonna take you through this story right now. So that's basically it. I love it,
Libby.
Yeah, Todd.
How you doing?
I'm doing great, kid. You know me, all peaches and cream.
There you go. Hey, I want to take you out to dinner. Where do you want to go?
Your anywhere. Birthday. Oh, my birthday. You're so sweet.
Well, tell me where you want to go.
Anywhere.
Wherever I say, though, it's always, you know, I'm going to get a
yeah.
pick.
We'll go. You know, I love celebrating my birthday.
Well,
not on the actual day, but just.
Oh, you don't.
The actual day's a little weird, you know.
Well, what happened?
Well, I look at the calendar and it makes my eyebrows hurt.
Oh, because your eyes hurt?
No, just the calendar, the numbers that kind of wrinkles up my eyebrows. But I'll go anywhere you
right,
want to
well,
go, kid.
Okay, I'll take you to Ruth Chris. That'll
oh,
be nice.
I love but, Ruth Chris.
Okay, there we go.
But those big steak
we...
knives are a little heavy. It's like carrying some kind of an axe. I mean, what am I, Paul Bunyan? I'm just trying to make a steak fit measurably in my mouth, and I can't do it right. But I'll go in. Todd, I don't care. You know what? I'll get a salad over there.
No, I'm not going to make you do that. Libby, just pick anywhere you want to go.
It's just about the company. You know what I mean? Whatever we want to eat.
No, just pick anywhere. I'll go anywhere you want, because wherever I pick, I'd just rather you pick.
Okay, we'll go. Well, I don't know. Do you like Thai food?
No, you can't ever.
No, that's really.
No, you have to just constantly.
I'll eat whatever you want.
Okay, I'll tell you what we'll do. You like sandwiches?
I love a good sandwich.
Well, okay, there's a deli up the street.
Sometimes they bunch up the meats, you know what I mean? And it gets caught into the bread if they don't stack it right. If it's got to go meat, cheese. If it's meat, cheese, it's not correct, Todd. You know what I mean? But I love the company. I mean, sometimes you're a messy eater and you talk too much, but it's a good time to see.
I feel like whatever I suggest, why don't you pick anywhere you want and we'll go.
Any, Todd, it's, I eat everywhere.
Go to the Cheesecake Factory because that way it has a little bit of everything.
That's great.
So I'll pick you up at 6 o'clock.
It's Cheesecake, 6 o'clock at the Cheesecake Factory. Factory is going to be fine. You know what I mean? Don't worry, Todd.
I tell him I'm 3 years old.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so the Cheesecake Factory?
Cheesecake Factory is fine, although sometimes the placemats that they use, there's a cleaning solvent and it sticks to the table, and when they peel it up, it makes a weird noise and it hurts my ears.
Well, I don't know where... Okay, I'll tell you what. How about if I'll pick up some fresh chicken or chops or something?
Oh, chicken.
Butcher.
Yeah, the butcher. That's right.
I'll pick you up. We'll go to the butcher.
That's great. Sometimes, though, don't make them use that weird paper that they tape it in because it makes the meat sound weird.
The highways and the byways, we go old school.
K-Earth with the heat. K-Earth with the hits, just keep on coming.
Tom Shotgun Madison.
They still do that. K-Earth with the hits, just keep on coming.
There's something like Shotgun Mike or whatever. Yeah. There's a guy.
Shotgun maybe Tom Tommy Teller.
Shotgun Tom Kelly.
Shotgun Tom Kelly.
Shotgun Tom Kelly.
Shotgun Tom Kelly.
Rock and roll. Shotgun Tom Kelly. Hey, the Assad family's been gassing about in Syria. All right. Coming up next, a little Doors. Break on through, Shotgun Tom Kelly. Like, the K-Earth, they stopped. Like, are they aware of what's going on in the world?
I don't know. But is there
human trafficking's on the rise. Shotgun Tom Kelly, K-Earth.
Where the hits just keep on coming. Where the hits. Let me get Lionel on the phone, if you don't mind. Now listen. We have to be patient with Libby and Lionel, because we'll end up dealing with them both.
Hello?
Libby.
Hey, Todd.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm just ironing my socks for when we go to the restaurant. I don't want my ankles to bunch up. You always walk a little too fast when we go into a restaurant.
It's like you try. Something.
You got it. There's just something where you just want to try with her. Like you just.
Well, listen. Are you there?
Yeah, Todd. I'm sorry. The iron was just changing colors. It doesn't put enough water in. But sometimes when the bubbles, what they do is they jump up and they hurt my upper lip.
Well, listen, I was wondering if you, Can you get lost? I got lost.
I listen, everybody, I got lost. And if you heard me whisper, I'm whispering to everybody and they won't help me. And they're like, but finally Jake goes, Lionel, yeah. You're calling Lionel. Yeah. Thank you. It's okay. I'm fine. There's people going to be worried about me and call the Alzheimer's Association because they go, his memory, you know, but it's just when I smoke. Okay.
Libby, let me ask you a question. Is Lionel there?
Oh, yeah, Lionel's here.
Let me talk to him.
He's making some kind of a chipotle sauce. We're going to start putting it in the quesadillas for the jazz club.
Oh, so you opened the... Hold on, before you get Lionel on the phone now. Is he around right now?
Yeah, he's in the other room.
Go away from him. I want to ask you a question.
Okay.
All right, Libby, how much money did you put into this jazz club?
Oh, you know, jazz clubs, it wasn't a lot of money. We just spent a little bit. It was.
Tell me.
It was only $107,000 I just put in there, but it was all I had.
You want to hope.
That she has 300,000.
Yeah.
But it's all I had, so she gives everything. Just found out. What is her mistake she made? Giving everything.
Everything.
But you put
it on
my...
Wouldn't it be great, though, if we're all like, fucking Libby, god damn it, and Lionel, did he scam her? And the club's crazy successful.
Can I tell you, in my version, I want it that way.
Yeah.
It's so successful. And by the way, we've always made that he loves her.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's 81, and they're having... Look, it's weird, and no one wants to talk about it.
Yeah.
Look, what age should she be? 76?
Yeah, 76, 77.
Maybe. It's funny. And, you know, they are having sex, and she's happy.
And then, you know, as I see this story play out, we're all like, oh, he scammed her. The club makes a lot of money, and then she passes away, and he gives half of it to her kids. You know what I mean? Like, he does the right thing. That's how the story ends. It's all the right way. You know what I mean?
So this is why we can enjoy this middle part of being inquisitive still. But we, at the end of the day, we want
this.
We're inquisitive, but we want happiness for them.
We do.
So, sorry, my phone. I love phone sex.
You got it. The more you play those, the more people go, oh, this is professional. Look. Even if you say it's the wrong one, it still sounds like, oh, they know what they're doing
over there.
Oh, the Todd Glass Show is really hooked. Like, they have, like, a real thing. Okay. No, not that. Come on. Not that.
Hello?
Hello.
Libby?
Yeah, Todd. What
Sorry,
did we
lost
get?
You.
We just got disconnected.
So you put $107,000 into this?
Yeah, I thought it was smart. I mean, it was just sitting there in a 401k making interest.
Can I talk to Lionel?
Yeah, Lionel, honey, it's Todd. He wants to say hello.
All right, baby, hold on. Let me finish up with a chipotle. Hey, Todd, how you doing, baby?
Hello, Lionel.
How's it going, doctor?
Meanwhile, he makes me melt a little.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He makes me melt. Like, who wants to, like, governor, president, but doctor's a good one. Yeah, you know, I got to admit, even me in the bit, I was like, oh, yeah, I guess I am. Like, he calls me doctor. Does he? I don't think he calls everybody. Yes, he does. Okay, but let me not melt right away.
Lionel.
Hey, brother.
Listen, so you opened up a jazz club with...
Yeah, you know, I used to run a jazz club. That was a long time ago. We used to run a jazz club right off of downtown. You know what I mean?
And I know. That's how I met you. You wanted me to do stand-up comedy.
Yeah. We get, what was it, $25 and half a sandwich? And you
By the way, for real.
For real.
Graham called me and fooled me. It's been a while, so I forget, but it was definitely during, like, if it was a 3-minute message for the first 2 minutes, 100% fooled.
No, here, I fooled you.
You were so nice, and you weren't over the top, and you were like, it was like, oh, I don't know if I want to do this.
No,
or
here's
not.
What happened. I did the whole message. I literally was like, this is the voicemail.
Hey, Todd, it's Lionel, man. I got your number.
And I can't remember. I gave some comic, like, Jimmy Dore gave me your number, man. And I got this jazz club down in Long Beach.
And we're doing stand-up comedy, you know what I mean, on a Sunday, like a jazz brunch, and we want you.
So I'm painting the worst gig ever. The worst gig ever. Doing stand-up during a jazz brunch. Like, nobody wants a stand-up comic there, let alone a white dude. Like, nobody.
We do a jazz like a gospel brunch, you know what I mean? And you're going to do stand-up in the middle, like we have one gospel brunch.
Gospel brunch. Everything's getting worse.
It's
and
worse.
Worse.
Like, every comic knows opening for music is the worst. Doing it after or between bands is there's nothing. That's worse than doing it between strippers. You know what I mean? Like, that's, nobody gives a shit.
So, yeah, Todd.
So this is the voicemail I'm leaving, and I'm trying to make it. He had never heard me do this voice.
No.
So I was like, I got a chance at roping him in, and I was...
I think you even sanded the edges off it even a little more, because it was so, like...
It sounded so believable.
It
sound like a gig that someone would call you for. So I don't think I made it horrible. I think I was just like,
like, yeah, come on down. We're doing a jazz brunch, sort of a comedy night, you know what I mean? And you're all doing, come down there, you know what I mean? Do like a 45 minutes to an hour, do your thing, you know what I mean?
45 minutes to an hour. Yeah. You said, I'll feed you.
Yeah, I said, yeah, I'll get you $50 and we'll feed you. And bring that Chinese guy, Baba Miyamoto, down with
That's
you.
That's what you said.
Let him do your his thing, you know what I mean? Y'all be doing your thing, you know.
So clearly I was doing the thing that, because I was playing through all of those types of calls that I've gotten, that we all have gotten over the years, where someone is like, and your first instinct is, oh, it's a gig. And then you start listening, you're like, this fucking guy, no way. And then I was like, and I said, all right, man, so I think we're doing it next, you know, we start to do it every month, so, you know, just give me a call. And I left my phone number. And
I called you. You still didn't know.
You called me and you were like, I remember.
That's right.
And I think you, I would have carried the joke further, but I think you called me from a blocked number. Because had I seen you call me from Todd Glass, I would have answered the phone and go, hey, baby, what's up? You know what I mean? But I went, hello. And you were like, hello, who is this? And I was like, and I was like, oh, in my head, I was like, oh, fuck. Because it was a couple days later, and I think I had forgotten that I left it. And I remember being mad that I didn't remember, because I could have strung it out. And I was like, it's Graham. And you went, you motherfucker. You were like, oh, my God, Graham. You started laughing.
You
go, Graham,
you motherfucker.
You were like, Graham, you had me when you were like, you were doing your thing, and Baba Miyamoto, the Chinese guy.
Yeah, why would you say that? But it was so under that you would think, oh, come on, when he said Baba Miyamoto, the Chinese guy, you wouldn't tip it?
Yeah.
No. Because you were so nice.
Yeah,
you were
so
like,
nice.
You bring him down, let him do his thing.
I was like, yeah, you're great. I think you're awesome. And I listed, like, I think I saw you. I said, like, and I picked a gig that I knew you had done or something, and I was like, I saw you at the improv, baby. You're doing great. You know, I saw you.
Yeah, you did. Oh, that's another thing you did. You were very good at, like, look at what you're doing in your career. I'm like, oh, does he really? Did he see me on Conan?
Yeah, you know? I dropped,
like,
in some things.
Did he catch
the
few things?
Where that's how guys like this who call you with some gig or some, like, twitchy, you know, college kid that wants you to perform in his dorm or whatever is like, no, man, we saw you. And they list something and you're like, because then you always go, well, I guess he's a fan. You know, like, yeah. you have buy it. All right, so that was how we get.
I love it. We go right back to it.
All right. So now you're quizzing.
Hey, I'm Sir Lionel. So let me ask you a question. It's a little weird to talk about. Are you going to be?
I mean, you know what I mean. You know, baby.
You know what I'm trying to say.
She's a powerful woman. You know what I mean. She has a love about her, and I ain't got a lot to man to man, Todd. You know what I mean? I'm going to talk to you, man to man.
Do you mind if I ask how old you are?
I'm 57 years old. Okay. You know what I mean? And I know, I'm just saying that woman, she.
Libby's 87.
Yeah, yeah.
So you know.
Yeah.
Well, I made her older.
You just made her older by 10 years. All right, man. She looks 67. You know what I mean, brother? But that's between you and me. You know what I'm saying? But.
Thank you for sharing that. I also feel dirty now because of your comments. You know, like, you make a dirty comment and that's just between you and me. Well, I'd rather not be. Can you, like, have it between you and somebody else that thinks like you?
Can you not share that with me ever?
Yeah. Can not, because that's grossing me out.
Okay, so what, tell me. What,
well, yeah, you know, I mean, we just connect, you know what I mean, on a level.
Are you dating?
Yeah, brother. You know what I'm saying? And
how's the jazz club doing?
It's doing great. You know what I mean? She came.
The jazz club's doing good.
The jazz club. Hey, you gotta come down right off the 710 freeway. You know what I mean? You gotta come on down there.
I'm gonna come down tonight. Is Libby singing tonight?
Libby. Libby's singing. That woman. Nah, I'm gonna tell you. I've been in the jazz game since I was about.
I'm gonna come tonight.
You gotta come tonight, baby. I put you on the.
Meanwhile, by the way,
it's packed.
It's packed.
It's packed.
And you're expecting, like, this is going to be awful.
And it's a real stage with lighting, and it's like a five-piece band squished in the corner.
And then Libby comes out in this, like, gorgeous sequin dress.
Yes.
And she's just like, you know.
we'll find something.
Oh,
we'll find something. But she talks, sings. She'll do whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
We'll create her.
Okay.
So I'm going to come down there.
Yeah, you come down tonight, baby. I mean, it's sold out, but I'll get you a table. You know what I'm saying?
And meanwhile, I think, oh, great. Like, what? Meanwhile, I don't know. It's like a big fucking booth where it's like this Lionel takes. I feel like, oh, shit.
Yeah,
Lionel
gives you kind of like the Goodfellas treatment.
This is a big deal to go to this place. I go because it's out somewhere where I don't never heard of. I can't imagine that it's like a cool, hip.
And when you're driving there, it's like you get off the freeway and it's like industrial area and you're like, what the fuck, Lionel?
And then it's like a cool street.
Yeah.
And there's like a theater.
Yeah, and there's like people out front, and it's like happening, and you're just like, what? Like limos and people dressed to the nines. And you're like, what the fuck?
Fuck?
What is this?
Okay, so
and then on the marquee, you would see Libby tonight, and people are like, and you literally hear people saying like. Like, you hear a couple fighting, like, you didn't get tickets for Libby. I told you. Like, and you're just like, what the fuck is going on?
You didn't get tickets. One night only.
On the Top Last Show, Grandma was back again today. Maybe Doug gave him a break tonight. Grandma was back. He always brings his mom tonight. Grandma was back again, that's right.
You're listening to the Todd Glass Show.
Hello?
Where the hits just keep on coming!
I couldn't find the echo button. That's how that was that whole guy.
Shotgun Tom Kelly!
Where the hits just
keep on!
Hello? What's going on? Oh, I touched the wrong
thing. You think, like, it's NASA goes down.
Yeah.
We're gonna just go to the club. I'm so excited see if you can put a little background noise in, like we walk into like tinkling, like tinkling of plates and stuff. Sounds like a poor place. Do you have any rich clinking sounds? Sounds like a place where they're eating on card tables. What kind of sound effects do you get? Seriously. Meanwhile, I'm like, only spend a nickel.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. Now, what are we going to do for Libby? Like, you got to put some reverb in her mic, probably. And then I guess we walk in. She's like maybe doing some banter with the audience. Bring the music down a little. And what music, Libby? You're not going to pick. Let's pick the music now, and we'll just do it in front of the audience, as we always do. What do you want to? Let's... No, that's the other one. There was another better one, I think. Maybe she's just doing some banter in between. The crowd loves her. We're the crowd. Oh, I think she's just... Okay, ready? No, we like that other thing.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're happy to have her here tonight at the Diamond Club. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to say nothing else but Libby. Libby!
Oh, you're all wonderful. I love you, sweetheart. Oh, baby, I'm spoken for. You see that big, strong fella in the back there? That's my man, Lionel.
They put a spotlight on him and he waves.
Yeah, baby, that's right. Lionel here for you.
Oh, and that's my old friend, Todd Glass.
Oh, I'm excited, I swear to God. Yeah. I swear to God, even in the bit, I got excited that Libby would point me out. I got like, oh, that's sort of cool.
Yeah.
And I wave.
There's Todd Glass. Anybody big fans of Craig Kilborn? He was on Kilborn in 2002. Everybody loves Kilborn. They've got some new English guy in there with a weird voice I don't care for. But Todd, you keep doing what you do. I tell you what, Todd is all diamonds. Just like here at the Diamond Lounge. And I just want to thank all of you for making tonight such a memorable night. Enjoy yourself. Tip the waitstaff. Linda's a little slow with the drinks. But tip her well.
Oh, she still has that same. Oh, she
even
starts
in show business.
Even as she's wrapping up, this is her big fanfare. Yeah, thank you. She starts going, you know, I love the crowds, but there's always exceptions.
I love the crowds. You guys are wonderful. This is a dream come true. I went 25, 30 years without singing. My first husband, Morty, God rest his soul, he left me a little bit of money, and he said, honey, whatever you do, don't buy a jazz club. And I said, Morty, you son of a bitch, I'm going to do it for him. Even from the grave, he's giving me problems, this guy. Never cleaned up his underwear. Could you put a plate in the sink, Morty? I don't think you could.
This is during her show.
Yeah, this is in the middle of the show. This is. And I think this is why people love her. This is why it sold out.
So when I come here to the Diamond Lounge and I get to sing for you people, it reminds me of all the wonderful things I've gotten to do in my life. Because life is short and it's wonderful. And it's a cherished thing we should do. It's like a flower or a sunset. Sometimes sunsets glare too much and they hurt. And I don't, the bifocals, it's like they don't make bifocals to look at a sunset correctly. But in those moments where we're alive, we realize.
Oh, my God. Jeez. Nice round of applause.
Oh, Libby, she was great.
Still, like, magical on stage, but still Libby.
Hey, you want to do something funny? No, no, you know what I mean. Fun. Yeah. You, thank you. You know what? That's what a good... You just did what a good friend did. You knew I didn't need to be trampled on. Like, I didn't mean it. I'm loving every second of it. I just meant, do you want to do something else funny? But you know what? I know a few comedians that would have taken that opportunity. Oh, what, to do the shtick that I don't want to participate in because I didn't mean it. You know I didn't mean it. And I don't want to do 10 minutes on, oh, excuse me, you know, something funny. And I have to go, no, I just meant. So thank you for being evolved. I make sure you can't say anything. Listen. I can do whatever I want. You know what's great about this show? I can do whatever I fucking want, and it will make it fun.
Podcasting is the greatest thing in the world. Because you can do this.
The Lumineers. How did I spell it? Oh, no. Before, just so it'll show help. Okay, I wanted him to play the Lumineers, and I spelled
it. You spell it Lomaneer.
Lomaneers. I thought Loom. Oh, no, it's Lomaneers. Can you play the Lumineers?
Ladies and gentlemen, here to perform an all-clucking version of the hit song
out the beginning.
Oh Hey by the Lumineers, please welcome the Chickeneers.
I don't want to hear this whole part. I just want to hear the fun part. Now we got to wait because Jake made a mistake.
What, I messed up one time, Todd? I messed up one goddamn time? You got to stop the show? It's one fucking...
Oh, no, you're overreacting. Here's what he does, and it's not going
to
work. So I'm supposed to say, oh, it's okay, it's okay. And I have to let him have this fit. Well, you're right. It is horrible. No, it's horrible. Well, I'm glad you're reacting properly. Well, I'm glad. The only thing calming me is that you're understanding the seriousness of this situation that you put us in. Now I think you should kill yourself, and I don't mean to overreact. Oh, I can't do this. All right, you're fine. You're fine. It's a little mistake. It's not a big deal. I wish it would have been something else, but people make mistakes. It's all. I always have to give in at the end.
I love that his character just starts screaming.
Yeah, he knows what he's doing. Because then I have to go, because most people fall for it. Keep in mind, when he did that in the beginning, the second he did it, we were like, oh, it's okay. Like, oh, this guy's harder on himself than anybody else. You don't need... Then you figure out this manipulative fuck. If you let him... I'm going to kill myself. One time we said, good. And we were like handing him things to kill himself. because you get there eventually. But if you hear that first, you're like, oh, that's mean. It took us a long time. Ooh. So anyway, here's what I wanted to do. Well, what time is it?
It's almost 9.
Look at you. You know, I'm really proud of you, Aristotle. Does anybody have anything nice they want to say about anything? Did you have a nice thing happen today? Could you think of one nice thing? Something simple. Could be so simple.
What happened today? Oh, my dad's in town. I had dinner with my dad.
Where did you go?
Went to an Italian restaurant on the 3rd Street Promenade.
And are you comfortable with your dad? Like, his conversation
happened? Yeah. I like my dad.
That's cool. Where's he visiting from?
Back east.
Where's, like, where?
Connecticut.
I don't know east and north. It's embarrassing. Someone asked me once, do you ever get out to the west coast?
Didn't know the part of the country you lived in?
Not then. Now I know because I was corrected, only because I remember them saying, you don't know you live on the west coast? But no, I don't, like, I even forget. People go, oh, do you ever get to the east coast? I go, like, give me, like, a city there, and then I can tell you. But I don't just know.
Like Philly, where you grew up.
Yeah, I think that's probably... East Coast.
No, it's North Coast.
Ooh. Okay. Well, I tried. You know, you can only try and then fail. But it's okay. So anyway, what were we just talking about? Oh, thank you. This is our meditation we do with the audience every week. So close your eyes, everybody, and put some reverb in this. Close your eyes and picture pure joy. These chickens we hear wanted to sing their whole lives. Now they're able to. And they're at the farm. And they're real chickens, not people. And they're freaking out that they're singing. And you're... Are you high? In your house? Because this is all it's for. It's for you. I know a lot of people think, they give their audiences
I'm giving you a treat because I'm going to tell you something right now. I've got a guest sitting in front of me that's very funny. And you know what he's capable of. But I know you're high and you'll appreciate this. And we're willing to take 3 minutes out and just fucking let you love it. Enjoy it. Take more. Pause it. Seriously. I'm not telling you to take more acid or something. Go smoke more pot. Fucking live a little. We have reverb and we could join in. Play it again. We know what people... Tell us about your thing that you're raising money for. I knew I'd get the people. Just when we're in that bit, boom, I got you, you motherfuckers. Now you got to listen. Because guess what's coming after this? And don't think, I'll go 15 seconds. You stay right here with us. Because this is important that you know this, and I want you to hear it. And then when it's over, I'm going to go back to some more clucking sounds. But there actually is something.
It is. We're Chris Mancini, my co-host on Comedy Film Nerds, who also is one of he and I and Dave Anthony and Andy Wood put together the LA Podcast Festival, which you've done. You did the first year.
I did.
And we'll have you back. And we shot a bunch of interviews this past year and got, you know, we're going to use it for promotional. We got great interviews with like Mark Maron, Aisha, Doug and Pardo and all these people. And they're all talking very seriously about what podcasting meant to them. And how, and you know this, like this is the most, I always said, like, I love, one of the things about podcasting that I love and about the festival is I get to see my friends doing exactly what they want to do. Like this show is your, this is, there's nobody giving you notes. There's nobody saying, well, Todd, maybe not. Like,
do you know why I love what you're saying? And I'll make this quick because I want you to. But you could say it's interjecting. Is that sometimes, like when I do love talk, I love doing the podcast, and then I spend a lot of time talking about how much I love doing it,
right,
and talking about podcasting. Yes, you would not see that on a show at night. Like you wouldn't go a late night talk show host going, "Oh, this is such." You just do the show. So sometimes I feel like, do I, like, should I just not talk about how? But then when you say what you're saying, it makes me think, okay, I'm not the only one.
You can do however the fuck you want.
I know. But you think like you can still like go, okay, we get it. It's fun. Just do it. But when I hear you talk about it, it reminds me. Yeah, that's right. I'm glad you agree because I think the same thing. Like, it's a great way to go right to the audience and get – I wanted to do – maybe, you know, I'm not the only one, but, like, another layer to it is I wanted to do – like, I grew up listening to Howard Stern,
right,
being in the car. So mm-hmm. That was – but you can't just get that. You have to – not only do you not just get that, but you would have to get a show on a radio show where you could have the guidelines before you got to do what he gets to do.
Right.
So you didn't get to do that. You had to be, like, big to get to do. Does it make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
And then – so it's like not like back then. You go, well, you could have done radio back then. Yeah, and that blew – radio,
oh,
they were
so many restrictions.
So many suits in radio. Oh. It's worse than TV. You know, you go into a number one station in a market. I always ask them the same thing. Number one, 10 years, 13 years. And I always ask, like, I go, after 13 years, like, do they, like, leave you alone a little? They go, you'd think. And then all along comes fucking podcasting. Yeah. So, of course, I'm going to fall in love with it.
It's the best thing. And I, like, you know, watching you do this show or, like, when you did the festival and brought a band and all that stuff. And then, like, Mike Schmidt talks for 3 hours, long 3-hour stories, and he has crazy loyal fans. Like Gil Martin does Mental Illness Happy, like everybody, part of all these people, and even like Mark Maron, in one of the interviews we got with him, made a great point. He was like, you know, I like doing stand up. I think I'm pretty good at it. But he goes, I feel like I'm more myself. I love doing stand up. I love it. But I'm more myself even just talking on this show or like when we do Comedy Film Nerds, because we just talk movies. And again, we're not getting notes. And Chris and I always say to each other, we can do whatever the fuck we want. Like, let's make this episode different. Like, we just interviewed my dad, you know, because he's a retired theater professor. And we're just like, I want to interview my dad. Yeah.
So wait,
sounds
so,
like we need to get Graham on Mark Maron, if you know what I mean.
Well, tell me what, so I sidetracked it. So this thing that you're doing from a lot of the interviews you had, which I did, the people that were interviewing the year I did it, You were also sending around cameras the year I did it. Was that by you?
That was by us. Steve Vinehartz was interviewing, and he was going to make a podcast documentary. Like, great, come to the festival, shoot as much as you want. And then that fell apart. He's the one guy who did Bitter Buddha.
I know, Steve Vinehartz, friend of the show.
He's a great dude.
He's really got us into a few situations.
Steve got us into another pickle.
So that
podcast, that documentary fell apart, and then Chris and I were looking, and we were like, why don't we – Chris said it to me. He goes, Graham, who knows more about podcasting and making movies? And like, I've made a documentary. Chris is a filmmaker too. I'm like, let's do this. So and we wanted to show the connection to the fans, because I'm sure you've gotten this too. Every show has gotten emails and stuff saying, your show got me through this. Whatever, even if it's just I have this boring job and your show gets me through it. And some of it's like you got me through chemo or whatever. And we want to make a movie that talks about how unique podcasting is and the connection you have.
To those people too?
Yeah, no, that's one of the things we're raising money for, because we need $135,000, because half of the budget is going to be I want to fly to wherever, Iowa or somebody.
And make these connections.
And show the person.
Of now, these connections have been only through emails.
Yeah.
You know what? First of all,
it's one of the reasons why we did the festival. I was like, I want all these people under one roof and have a party. I want to meet them and have a party with them. But what were you going to say? I'm sorry.
I was going to say that, when you first told me, obviously, like, I knew it was something in this area, but then instantly I'm so intrigued by that one aspect of it that I'm like, yeah, this is like a. So you have a Kickstarter.
We have a Kickstarter campaign. The movie is called Earbuds, the podcasting documentary. If you go to Kickstarter and just type in Earbuds, you can see it, or you can go to comedyfilmnerds.com, and we have a banner ad at the top you can click through, and you can get cool stuff. You can donate for as little as $5. You can get a download of the movie, a DVD. Companies have started to donate, like Squarespace is donating free web hosting for a year.
No, they didn't give me anything.
And so, like, Tweaked Audio has given actual earbuds, so on some of the levels, and you know, you can. If you got a lot of money, you can be a producer on the film, which takes little to no talent or ability.
Yeah, there's not that many.
That's
like,
a slam.
That's
a slam on Hollywood.
Listen, you don't got to make fun of Hollywood. They're here. I want to see that. Like that. That's going to pull. First of all, there's nothing wrong with saying this, because it pulls on your heartstrings sometimes exactly what you're talking about.
Well, one of the things I would want to talk about.
And then you get to see that person.
Is how important it's become to all of us, especially in this sort of LA podcast comedy community. And I want to get shows outside of that world. But like, you came out of the closet. You didn't do it on Conan O'Brien. You did it on Mark Maron's podcast. And it was
edit that out. Some of the new listeners don't know. It was a very small, isolated group that I was honest with, and now we go back to. Please seriously mark down 222 420, and play a loud pan crashing just in case there's any residual.
So just a weird sound effect in the middle of nowhere.
And, you know, do me a favor, because of my neuroses, so I don't, because I'm so afraid of sounding maudlin. We're talking about the element of podcasting that is that. But then there's also, I would just be intrigued, and I know you're going to agree with me, when some kids that went to some university in Miami, I think in Ohio, and they sent me a video of them watching the show, like just having a good time, and they were doing some of the shit we were doing. I'm like, that's fucking so cool.
Great. Like, I want to show somebody.
So it's silly, too.
Silly. Of course it's silly. I want to show the connection between the podcaster and the fan. And that's what the movie's about. The Kickstarter ends February 24th. So donate.
If you people don't fucking do this, I'm going to be very upset with you. And I've never said that on this show since I've started. But now I'm really going to have to tighten my belt. Seriously, don't be a fucking cheap fuck. It's so disgusting. No one's going to like you.
And we want the – podcasting is made by the fans.
Can I tell you something? I'm watching you through your earbuds. These are the new characters that I have.
Squeaky and...
I'm glad I took a deep breath there. No one will ever notice the edit. So the Kickstarter, did you get all that information?
Yep. Yeah, go to Kickstarter.com and type in Earbuds, the podcasting documentary, and it ends February 24th. And
there you
we
go.
We want the podcast fans to have ownership of this movie, so jump in.
I love it. I really do.
I'm
you know
excited
what?
To make it.
I don't know why I want you to do this, and maybe it's you're like, there's no reason, but this is a little song that I've asked most people on the show to sing, and Rory got it pretty quick, Some people still can't get it. I'm all right with it. But most people need to listen to it like to George Carlin. Like listen to it like two or three times, and then they pick it up. So can you want to see how you do?
Sure.
Okay, here we go.
Hey, hi, hello, this is the Chad guy. Hey, hi, hello, thanks for stopping by. I like you, and I hope you like I. Hey, hi, hello, hey, hi, goodbye.
That last part's hard. Hey, hi, hello.
Hey, hi, goodbye.
Do you want to hear it one more time?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Hey, hi, hello, this is the Chad guy. Hey, hi, hello, thanks for stopping by. I like you, and I hope you like I. Hey, hi, hello, hey, hi, goodbye.
Now, I'm going to let you sing along with it. So if you have it 95%, you have it 100%.
Yeah,
because you got a second here or two to cheat.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you give him some reverb and do this right? I run a professional show.
I know. It's tight ship.
Thank you. Are you having a good time?
Yeah.
Are you having fun?
Yeah.
I'll edit this out. Okay, go ahead.
Hey, hi, hello, this is the Chad guy. Hey, hi, hello, thanks for stopping by. I like you and I hope you like I. Hey, hi, hello, hey, hi, goodbye.
Oh, you did it. I didn't think you were doing it, and then I kept lowering the music, and I'm like, oh, he is doing it. Why am I making it harder for him? I'm like, play it again. Here's me. I'm like,
hey, hi,
wait,
hello,
is he singing?
This is the Chad guy.
I'm like, oh.
Hey, hi, hello,
hello.
Hi.
Hello, are you? It's Todd. Hi, I'm sorry, shut off all the music.
Hi, goodbye. Hi, hey, hi, hello, hey, hi, hi, goodbye.
Can I ask you a personal? Well, we'll do that. We'll close with that. You were good at that. Free tacos. What is that about? Free tacos. Oh, you want to hear something? I don't know why this made me so happy. These three kids, they go through the Taco Bell drive-thru. They look like they're probably maybe in high school. And you might think that I edited out the part that's worth hearing, but I didn't. I think they sing their order. They talk about it, then they sing their order. But to me, the best part is when they find out they're getting it for free. Like, they're so excited, and I love it. It's just so, like, it's pure just, it's like, reminds me of just, like, well, what I'm always thankful we get to do as comedians.
Right.
They're so excited. It's such a great, just good. So anyway, they sing their order, like, we'll get it. You know, they sing it on the guitar. They all have their harmony. They sort of rehearse it a little bit, but it's cool. And then the woman goes, she hear her laughing, and then they go, they're getting it free. Here's how excited they are.
Which one? First or second?
Listen to what the one kid says at the end. I love it. It's worth waiting for.
Hey, guys. Yeah, baby.
Thanks. That's freaking free, dude.
You got it in free?
<That's sick>.
Oh, yeah, my dude. God.
That's so tight. I can't believe they got it all.
That was sick. Yeah.
Hey, we should do this more often.
Yeah,
right?
No kidding. We gotta go hit up McDonald's and Burger King.
Yeah.
Wendy's.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you.
And some free food up at McDonald's.
Have a wonderful day.
You too,
thank
man.
You.
Good looking. Sick tits, dude. Free food.
Yeah.
Woohoo! This is called a victory, right?
Sick tits,
dude. Free food. And it's not even, it's so gentle and beautiful that he would say that. Sick tits, dude.
Oh, man.
They're so excited.
You listen to that, and I remember just being like, God, you remember when free, like, you know what I mean? Like, when being like 17 and being like, fuck, that was going to cost us $12,
yeah.
You know? And then you get that. Oh, man.
I remember my friend, he goes, watch this, I'll get us free hamburgers. And he went back up to the counter, and he came back with free hamburgers. I'm like, what did you do? He goes, I just told him they didn't taste as good as they normally do. but he was like 16 or something.
Yeah.
I was like, God damn it.
Yeah, that, when you're 16, that guy's got a superpower.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
Oh, how do you fucking do that? He just did it.
Well, I drove, so I might have been 17. So anyway, suck the fucking shit out of that bit. Wow, motherfucker. Well, we going for
Alan Strickland Williams.
You have anything you want to say, Alan?
Thanks, Todd.
Oh, give me a one-liner. I hate to say it like that. I feel like, you know, it's like, is that wrong? No, that's right. I don't want to, you know, go, you know, what are you treat? Hey, how you doing? Give me another one-liner, you know? Okay. Give him reverb. I think it'll help. And by the way, I'm going to buy you a reverb box for the road if this helps.
My girlfriend's really into role-playing, which is fine.
But I'm a little worried because the role I got last night was man number three.
Alan Strickland Williams. Alan Strickland Williams. Alan Strickland Williams. Alan Strickland Williams.
I'm just putting enough down in case you meet a girl you want to fool around. You have enough bedding music. You bring her into bed, you press play, and then you...
That's me.
Alan Strickland Williams. 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 Alan Strickland Williams.
Hey, hi, hello. Hey, we have a sponsor. I hate to do this to us, but I'm sorry. It's a new thing. I'll tell you what. If you don't know how to cook and you like to make desserts and you want to make desserts easy, because I know I can't. I would love to be able to make desserts, but I can't make them. And I'll tell you what. This is an answer to your problems. We'll be back right after this.
You love delicious homemade desserts, but recipes can be complicated and take so long.
This is real, by the way.
Hi, Kathy Mitchell here with my new Dump Cake Cookbook.
Dump
Cake. Forget measuring. Now you can easily make homemade desserts in minutes. It's as simple as dump and bake for delicious desserts every time, guaranteed.
Pause it.
Watch
the reason I love this is they're so afraid that people don't want to put any love into a recipe. And by the way, we're not making fun of that they do this. At least I think you'll agree with my perspective. This works. They figured out. It's not like they're going, like, who would want to make? There's no love in it. Just dump and wait to hear the ingredients. It's just, it goes to anybody that just is like, I could give a fuck how it makes it or what's in it. I don't give a fuck what's in it. I don't want to fucking do anything.
Wouldn't you just
that takes
buy
time.
A goddamn box cake?
I want to make pretend a little. Can you leave me the fuck alone?
Just go to a goddamn bakery and buy
I
a fucking cake that's
make
screaming.
Pretend a little, but I don't want to do anything at all. Can I just dump something in and make pretend I cooked it?
Oh, Jesus. Just buy a fucking cake
no.
and put it in the oven and pull it out when your guests come over.
It's too much work. I want to dump it in. Technically, play this infomercial. This could be what I need.
Yes. Start with fruit, dump on your favorite cake mix, and finish with a can of soda.
By the way, what if she goes, she's not even saying put it in the cake mix. She's just like drinks it. She's that like wants to make middle America think that drinking a soda is part of making this cake. Dump your cake in the bundt pan and then finish with a can of soda and then crack it open. Guilt.
You've worked hard. You need to celebrate.
You just dumped some shit in a fucking pie mix. You need to put down your gloves and go out and drink more soda.
You know what, honey? You've earned it. Have a soda. Like
you've been making pastries all day. Now finish up with a nice dump cake. Let me hear more about this dump cake. That should be
a joke. Delicious raisin peach dump cake. Oh, so scrumptious. Look,
she's so full of shit. By the way, can't she even act like she gives a fuck?
Oh, so scrumptious.
Play it again. She's so fucking... By the way, we're overanalyzing it, but not really.
No, we're not.
Like, you have to act... Oh, so scrumptious. There's words... When something's scrumptious, it does something for every bit of your taste buds. It just delights you. You don't go, oh, so scrumptious.
I remember when I first moved to L.A., and I was living with Paul Goebel and I were roommates, and he would watch like late night TV, and he's like, I came home one night and he was like, You gotta watch this infomercial guy. I'm like, what? He goes, this guy's amazing. And it was some like, you know, car coat, like
yes.
You put it on and it turns out the scratches, and this guy was so fucking into it. And he'd be like, do this, and we go, okay, we're gonna shoot a laser into this, all right? And you're going to see how this – not even a laser can do it. And he goes, all right, beam on. And we were like – and at first I thought Goebel was nuts. And I was like, this fucking guy – he goes, this is the best actor on TV I've ever seen in my life. Because this is the dumbest product, and this guy fucking sold it. So what you're saying is correct when she's like, it's so scrumptious. You don't fucking believe this dump cake. You don't believe what you're saying.
It's so yum. It's so delicious. Pop a can of soda and eat a fucking Twinkie. Like, that's what you say. Like, you're such an asshole.
Make cake in your mouth. Eat a Twinkie and then swallow some sugar.
Congratulations. Then, you just had a birthday party in your stupid mouth.
It's like if Laura Silverman was like doing this. Like, just angry, stupid.
Put cake in a skillet. And easy? Here's the cake mix. Just dump on the good stuff. Chocolate chips, marshmallows, even chocolate cookies. Bacon, voila.
That's disgusting.
The best dessert ever. Now, here's one of my favorites. Just dump syrup, sugar, cinnamon, and nuts in a pan, and then just layer in some biscuits. For fresh, warm, sticky...
That sounds awful.
Can I tell you something so you know I'm being honest? It does, but I bet it's good. Because think of it. The muffins, they get the sugar, and they become cinnamon buns, basically. So you put muffins in. I think the muffins should go in first, but they didn't make it sound like that.
You just throw this on the shit and cook it like...
I get it, though. It's horrible overall.
Just buy fucking muffins.
Right.
What are you doing?
What are you doing? It's okay, go ahead.
I'm mad.
Just like grandma used to make.
No, shut up. Shut the fuck up. There's no grandmother on the planet that just dumped sugar and syrup and buns into a thing and shook it around. Like, what are you talking about? This woman is a goddamn filthy liar.
By the way, Graham, to George Carlin, there's a ridiculousness in the way we're saying it. But I agree. I said I figured it out a while ago. And I don't judge that many people. But these people, I used to think, they're evil.
You're evil. You're evil.
And then I want to go, well, come on, would I turn it down? Or like, I get to judge people even, I'm not saying at that moment I wouldn't be weak, but I still get to look at it for the truth. They're just so, it's some of the people on the Home Shoppers channel too. It's like, oh no, I get good showmanship. I get a guy that's selling this weird sponge outside. The shit that they sell sometimes and they know it's garbage and they talk about it for an hour. Oh, that's got to suck the shit out of you.
Come on. I mean, like, yeah, we're all salesmen.
By the way, there's comedians like that too. Their acts are that. Josh points to himself. Like, that's a good thing. Yeah, over here. Anyway, I think what I said made sense, but mark it just in case it didn't.
I don't
need calls from Ahuga. That's the way I cover it up in post. What? Oh, yeah, let me hear more.
And get speedy mug recipes. Crushed pineapple, angel food cake mix, 1 minute in the microwave, and yummy pineapple upside dump cake.
It really is mistake-proof. You just dump and bake. I never knew homemade desserts could be this easy.
You don't need to spend hours to make homemade cakes. Get my dump cake cookbook today for only $10, and you too can make five-star desserts in a flash. But wait, call now and get my amazing dump dinner cookbook. Easily make meals in minutes, like my deeply delish pizza. Mm-mm. Or my hearty beef and pasta dump dish. Don't even brown the beef. Dump in uncooked pasta and sauce. Top with cheese and cook. Your family will want a second helping.
I made the caramel apple dump cake in just 20 minutes. It was the best dessert ever.
You'll get both cookbooks, dump cakes and dump dinners, for just $10 with over 250 homemade recipes. Here's how to order.
Wait a minute. I thought she was selling like a cooking machine. She's selling a cookbook?
Yes.
Of just nonsense?
Yeah, it's like this. Yeah. Yes, I thought she had something. I thought she had some cake mix, but she doesn't even have that.
You just chuck it all, and she's like, and then she
chuck this into there. Well, she figured
she's
out
like,
something.
Put this in a skillet. Put this in the microwave. You know what she's saying?
I'll tell you what she figured out. I have a feeling. Now, keep in mind, I'm not defending her. How dare you think maybe I would be? But you know how someone figured out you can make lasagna and you don't have to cook the shells? Like, you just layer it in there?
Right.
Changes making lasagna. Like, you can imagine that you don't have to boil the noodles and layer them in. So someone figured out you can just put the hard noodles in. Put the cheese, hard noodles, cheese, hard noodles.
And it all cooks.
And it all cooks somehow. It's pretty good, right? So she probably figured out some way where you just dump cake mix in, and there's a process you thought you used to have to do that you don't. You just add shit to it.
How does it come out? Look, like, it just sounds
like... Here's the thing. I bet those muffin things. I'm being honest with you. Like, as much as I agree with you, think, well, how's Todd making a complete, what do they call it, a 360 here?
180.
A 180? Whatever they call it. And explain more. What did the guy tell me to do up front? I wouldn't do it this slow in real life.
Tom Martin.
All right, he loves that. He really does. When he's not on the show, this is all the joy he gets. So while I look for this.
Tom Martin.
All right, Tom. You happy?
That's what I do. I give to you, Tom. It's the only way he can come.
Tom Martin.
Okay. So anyway, back to you.
What am I supposed? What back to me about what? We're talking about dumb cake.
Yeah, that's what I. That's what I don't mean back to you. I mean back to back to the situation. So, is there more dumb cake? Oh, that's it. So full of shit. Oh, we were talking about how full of shit these people are. I agree.
I can't. That makes me mad. And you know what I mean?
I know. And then you know the part about this is like you know it's like the what we're talking about. I forget what we're talking about. The dumb cake. What are we talking about it?
I don't remember.
No, yes, you do.
No, Wim, come on.
You were saying that the biscuits would work somehow.
Oh, God bless you, Aristotle. You're the only one that does anything around here. Seriously. I bet as much as I get the ridiculousness of it and it just sounds unappealing and dumb dinners, it's like with it, the whole thing is like, oh, don't worry about putting love into anything. You know, it's just like dumping it. But I bet you those things – if you took them, you're taking, even though I was confused on the order that they did it, basically, mm-hmm. If you put biscuits in the bottom of a pan and then put brown syrup and brown sugar and bake them, you have cinnamon buns, basically. And they're going to be fucking unbelievable. So it probably would taste pretty good, those muffin ideas.
I don't see it, though.
It would. If you put it on a cutting block at a fine restaurant and they go, our chef makes them every night, and you brought them out, you'd go, shut the fuck up. Especially if they took a little vanilla glaze maybe and they sprinkled it on the top, squirted it a little. But just – I'm talking muffins, brown syrup, and sugar. That's it, and bake them. Bring them to your table as they come out of the oven on a wooden chopping block. Yes, you're going to go, shut the fuck up. You got it? You want to go at it? I'll go make them at my house. Right now, I'll go make them. I would, just to teach you a lesson.
If you made them exactly the way she says,
yes.
And they come out and they taste right.
Oh, they're going to. I'm 100% positive.
I don't think
so. I will kill myself if you don't like them. Literally. I've never made that bet. Now, let me ask you a question. First of all, hold on. I take it back.
No.
Do you like cinnamon buns?
Yeah, I do. No, I don't eat them regularly.
Me neither, but if they were something that were healthy and it tasted like that, you just don't eat them because there's so much sugar. But just purely for the taste of them, a good cinnamon bun with the bread and it's
– Of course. They're amazing.
The right gooiness of the dough and then the – shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
And with vanilla glaze
– Oh.
God, motherfucking rest in peace. May the Lord have mercy on my soul.
If you made those to me, Todd, if I came to your house and you made them – Mm-hmm. And you're like, Graham, it's exactly like the dump cake recipe.
I wouldn't lie to you.
You wouldn't. I know you're a man of your word.
I know I'm a man.
And I ate them. And I was like, Todd, no bullshit. We've known each other a long time.
Mm-hmm. You're not. Okay. What would I do?
Here's what I would do. I would say, close your eyes. And then, seltzer bottle.
The meter maid, the same thing. You get her.
Every time.
You go. Yep. You go up and you thank her for the ticket. You go. It's not that I'm happy I got the ticket, but you know you've gone her into liking you.
Here's what you do. The meter maid. You go. Look, I know you got people yelling at you all day, mad that you got the ticket. I'm a grown man. I let the meter expire.
Well, I appreciate that because I don't like giving tickets, but it's my job.
It is your job, and I appreciate you doing it.
Okay,
thank
you.
And you're generating revenue for the city.
Well, you'd be the first person that would know that because I don't hear that. I hear people complain all day because they are not responsible and they can't put money in my meter. People ask me if I've ever done it. You know what I say? I go, no, I haven't. I put money in meters.
I tell you what, this might sound weird. Do you know you're a little sexy when you start getting mad like that? When you walk around, I mean, I got to be honest with you. I was like, I'm not going to put any more money in that meter because I hope I get to talk to this lady. I like.
Well, no, I don't.
Little kitty cat scratches, if you know what I mean.
That's great. You get her. Back to your place.
Yeah.
Then you go.
Yeah. Seltzer water. And then I run out. Oh, every time. Every time. Every time, every time, every time. I thought you said you loved me. I do.
And I got a clown noise that honks.
You have to keep remembering. You doing the seltzer water?
Yeah, yeah. While I was drinking, I just keep...
All right, you got me enough.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I just wanted to have a little fun.
Oh my God! How long were you gonna do it?
I was gonna do it until I ran out of the first bottle. Ooh, here's the second one. Who likes sprinklers? Imagine if this was coming out of my dick.
All right, what time is it? Oh my God, I hate to do that. It seems like it takes the fun out of the room. And yes, what time it is?
9:32.
Is it really? Look at us. Well, it goes quick, everybody.
Always fun.
Oh God damn it. Look at you, Jake. By the way, fun show today. Put that call on hold. It was fun. I'm glad you guys came by, Josh Androwski, ladies and gentlemen. Also, Alan Strickland Williams, thank you. It was fun. I'm glad you guys were
here. Alan Strickland Williams. Alan Strickland Williams.
Don't stop that. Seriously, stop that.
Alan Strickland Williams.
Jake, I'm not shitting around. Jake, you know we have a safe word on the show, and I'm going to fucking say it. I swear to God, if you think it's funny, potato salad. I just said potato salad. I'm not... I don't mind it. That's fucking bullshit, man. It's not funny. I won't laugh at it later. Potato salad! I demand you. I've said potato salad, and you know potato salad is a sacred word around here.
The Jake Adams Show.
Oh, okay.
Voted number one by the Podcasters Association of America.
Did I pay for that, you pile of shit? Is that what you do? I get it when you order the, I get it. I don't look at the bills. You had yourself a jingle made, and you know what? I'm able to laugh at myself. You got one over on me. Chicken salad and potato salads. Do not do it.
Alan Strickland.
Oh, what the fuck is this? Oh, this is the closing
when
to the closing.
I was a little boy.
This is a true story.
I dreamed of having a podcast, the only dream I'd ever known. That's all I ever wanted, yeah. I wanted a podcast. Now I've got my own show, and it gets better every day, and it gets funnier in every way, and it gets deeper, that I can say. Do I love it, my oh my, my.
So we want to thank you all for coming by tonight. And Libby, get Libby on the phone. We're going to say goodbye to her. And, what a fun way to go to close. We had a fun song. Thank you, lyricist Joe. As always, we love you. And we close the way I want to
Hello?
Close. Oh, Libby, hi.
Hi, Todd. How are you? It's so great. We've been spending a lot of time together on the phone.
Yes, we have. How you're doing good?
I'm doing great. You know me, just easy breezy like a dandelion in the wind on a spring day. You know, but not a wind. But, you know, sometimes in the spring it's a little polleny, you know what I mean? And then I start sneezing and it's weird. And they don't make the right Kleenexes anymore.
I got a break. I feel guilty. Look, this is what I have to do. Asking her if she does what I want to ask. Is it okay for the bit like that I asked?
Just do it. You got to do it. Come
on,
Tom.
Even it. Okay. So, listen, Libby, there's something I want to talk to you about.
You know, okay, sweetie, what do you want to shoot?
I mean, it's, you know, I just want to make sure that, you know, that it's okay. It's a little personal. You're dating Lionel.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you know, you get to be a gal at my age, Todd, and I just thought that, you know, you think that love is over. You're not going to meet the right fella, and then right. Along comes Lionel, you know, that big locomotive of love.
All right.
I mean?
Okay,
he's a strong man.
We don't got to talk. That's not, that's your, you know, I'm happy for you, but she wants to get so.
Yeah.
Oh, it's making me just, you know, because I don't look at her that way. Well, all right. Well, can I ask you one more thing?
Yeah.
Oh, I feel like I'm getting too personal with you.
Todd, you know, we've known each other a lot of years when you and I, we met up in Fresno with that weird fella, Graham. And
Graham Elwood. Yeah. No, Graham's a good guy.
Is he still doing those dumb game shows? They were so stupid. You know what I mean? He didn't be out there running around in those shirts like, oh, hey, we're the lightning round. I didn't understand. I'm sure he's a sweetheart. I know he's a sweetheart. What is he doing now? He goes on the road with a marijuana person or something?
God damn it. That's the little bit she knows about the business.
That's it.
He goes on the road with
the marijuana person. One of the chongs or something?
Well.
One of the
Well, I do want to ask you this.
Hey, Todd, you ask me whatever you want, sweetie. I
fucked that shit? Oh. Come on! No, I don't want you to stop it.
Not appropriate. I don't know why.
All right, well, that's it.
Why would you say that?
I forgot to do it. Because I got paranoid that I wasn't in the mood to dance around. I thought, oh, I'm tired. I wonder if everybody else is. So I just played the song and then I sat back down. Do I leave all this in?
Yeah.
I do? As a punishment?
Yeah.
Are you okay? Why are you getting me nervous? Because
you know what you did wrong.
So I just thought we could just say goodnight.
Yeah, right? Let's say goodnight.
Why? We did enough.
That was a great show.
Listen, I'd like to end with a nice song. We'll just go to that. That's all.
Aristotle, look at him over there. He's picking shit out of his pussy every week like a true.
Right, when I make a promise, I keep my promise for these listeners. I'll give you 5 minutes of it. We're just going to sit here and listen to it with you. But 5 minutes. I'm not kidding around. Enjoy it. We're going to be here with you. We're not going anywhere. And you know, we're gonna let this thing breathe. We're not going to sit and interrupt it, but I don't want you to think, because what happens is you're going to think, oh, they let the song go. We're with you. We're going to be here with you. Graham, you're here still.
I'm in. I'm not going anywhere.
Huh? Everybody, Alan, you're here?
I'm here.
Graham's here. I mean, Jake and Aristotle. Close your eyes. This song could be so much more spiritual than you would. I never thought the song would be the song, the mantra of my life. Enjoy. Graham, look at you. I thought you were done, and I go. Buck,
TalkGlass.com. Todd, gonna let the dogs out. Todd, gonna let the dogs out. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, 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 Todd Glass, let the dogs out. Todd Glass, let the dogs out.
Kickstarter.
Earbuds. Blah, 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 blah.
Why are you talking about making information about Kickstarter?
Check out my YouTube channel. Blah, 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 blah.
Is this enough? Did we give you enough? No, we didn't.
No.
See, this is the relationship that you're sitting there. You're going, I know they think to stop, but I'm here, and I could fucking go. We're going. Please, we're not fucking bailing on you. We get it. We get it. More. Please, we're not stupid.
Bye.
McDonald's and Burger King?
Yeah!
Wendy's?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you
tinsel free food up at McDonald's.
Wonderful day.
You too,
thank
man.
You.
Good looking. Sick tits, dude. Free food.
Okay.
Doesn't end fun, so no matter what he shoots, I gotta go, fuck you, you miss me. Otherwise, this bit ends shitty. As a present to Jake, because I know he wants to do this, we're gonna let him do a 1 minute solo with no interruptions. Please give him a lot of reverb and show him the respect he deserves. His name is Jake Adams, and he'll be reciting the Lumineers, the Cluckers. He'll do it with no, purely you. So I can't.
Can't I have my eyes?
He's got. I'm trying to bring it back in, but I realize his eyes are closed over there. Okay, everybody. I think we did a nice job. Where do you end? You got to end somewhere. Part of us all wanted to say no, 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 no. But in all seriousness,
thanks for having me on the show. It was
thank
fun,
you.
Fun. Got a Kickstarter, guys. It was a comedy film.
It was fun. And we do. By the way, thank you for doing that longer than anybody else would have done it.
Yeah,
that was fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
But we got to say goodbye. So anyway, thanks a lot, everybody. We'll ride you out of here with a little Lumineers, but just because it's so silly at this point. But we're done. Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you.
We weren't gonna leave you, you son of a.
bitches. We're all we've got. Hey, you bring back that Bobby Miyamoto. Lionel, come on, Lionel. Oh, get Lionel on the phone. Hold on, let me get you on the phone. Let's make it professional. Get Lionel on the phone. Okay, back to the.
Shut the. All
right,
Todd.
Lionel.
All right, I got the Lumineers down at the jazz club.
Oh, we're playing them here.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? I got one thing I want to say to you about the Lumineers. You know what I mean? Like a funky chicken, baby.
Is Libby there?
Hold on. Hey, Libby. Hey, Todd.
Hey, Libby, I love you. I heard the bar's doing great.
Yep, the club is packed. We're having a great time.
We're playing the Lumineers at our podcast. We've been doing it for like 10 minutes, so we decided to call you. And I hear it in the background. Let me hear it. Hear it in the background. You can hear it like the...
Oh, I love it.
You're playing the same song we're playing.
Yeah.
You want to sing along?
I'd love to, Todd. I mean, singing sometimes hurts my teeth. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah.
It couldn't sound.
Blah, 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 blah. I grew up on a farm, Todd. I know how a chicken sings. Blah, 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 blah.
Let Lionel sing, Libby.
You know me, I'm easy breezy.
Let Lionel come to the phone. Lionel.
Yeah, baby, how you doing?
I want to hear you. Give us a little bit.
All right, let's get it downtown. Yeah. Blah, 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 blah. Hey, that's right. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, I can blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Blah, 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 blah.
Oh, my God. He makes it good, actually. He gives us some soul.
That's right. Yeah.
That's right, Lionel.
That's what, Todd.
Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah.
Blah, 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 blah.
You think I really am going to do that to you? Stop it. You're being silly. Stop being silly. We're going to do this until every person in the world is happy. We're on a mission, and we're not done. Blah, 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 blah. I want to thank Jimmy Fallon, otherwise we would not have this song to do this with.
the final moment, as you closed your eyes and you put your head in the pillow, your sleep became deeper and deeper. You went from a joyous podcast to a calm that will be like no calm you've ever had before. And each of us will take our last moments and calmingly putting some wisdom and words or just kind thoughts in your ears. Doesn't have to be that much. That's the way today's show will end. We will take maybe 30 seconds each and put some love in the people's ears. I'd like to start. You know the way I feel. Graham?
That was everything that is great about comedy and podcasting.
You know what? At first I was going to do the joke answer because I was like, "What?" You know, I was going to go, you know the way I feel, but you're right.
It was everything that was great about podcasting. I didn't want it to end. I wanted to keep doing it.
I know. Me too.
I felt moments of like tears of joy in the middle of it.
But it doesn't. You can't feel any like just sillier. You know, it's just to, it's like, it's more than just making you laugh. It's also this just to let yourself go. And that it sounds a little cliche, but it is true. You do let yourself go like in this, like, you know, just it's just,
and every time we'd bring it down and then come back and everyone at the table would jump in and the tambourine started coming out. It was fucking awesome.
Now, listen to George Carlin. We do have to, you know, what do we do now? Do we just say, can we, you know, I'll let you have the final 10 seconds. Because now the thing, it gets into a situation. I think you know the situation we're in right now. And I don't mean to make a big deal about a situation. We're certainly ending on a positive note. And I don't mean to alarm people. But we've got ourselves in a situation where people are expecting us to play it again. And we can't do it forever. So we're going to have to sort of just say at one point, sure, Let's giggle and turn the mics off.
Discovering truth will make me free. I like you just the way you are. Please won't you be my neighbor? Do you ever talk about love with somebody you care for? I hope you do. I think I'll make a snappy new day.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.